Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to a new episode of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. My name is Kenneth Mianz. Joining me on the show, we got Modest Media.
What's up, man? How you doing?
You know, I'm doing fine, man. Doing fine. Mike Seatown.
Hi.
Excuse me?
We didn't hear that.
Oh, hi.
Talking to the mic.
Oh, sorry. He didn't adjust mine.
By now, yes, that voice you guys hear, the two voices you guys probably hear by now.
Oh, man.
Sophie's back, man.
I've been
in
back.
The flesh.
In
oh,
the flesh.
Well, in the flesh. Yeah, hi.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yes, those details, right?
Right.
Yeah, so no Zoom audio this week.
Yay.
So, yeah, this should be coming through clean and crisp. And naturally, Nay.
Hello.
B and FIFO both are out. So this week, you know, we got to start docking motherfuckers.
Stupid.
Been saying that.
You did say that.
Been saying this.
If you love what you hear, consider becoming a patron. With that, you get an ad-free version of the podcast, plus extra content that was left on the cutting room floor. Mm. You'll also get a video version of the show, too, so you can see our reactions during topics, which, you know, people are saying adds an extra type of flair, you know, to the show when they get to see.
Just a little bit of parsley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Parsley in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. So you can do that at patreon.com/isthemicstillon. Last thing, also please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are posting clips on there from the show, little excerpts.
Yeah, so you can see Ken's outfit. Motherfucker dressed like Suge Knight today in this bitch.
I cannot.
Suge Knight, what?
Nope. Not doing it.
Oh, with all the red and shit.
With the red shirt, the red shoes. This motherfucker, boy.
This is my new
shoes. Don't step in front of Ken's car.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
New shoes.
No. My new shoes. Have you seen Kendall's video?
No, I haven't.
Have Monique send it to you. He was, I forget the
name. That boy
age,
is hilarious. Huh?
But he got some new shoes. And he was up on top of the tub. He was rapping. He was doing it. He jumped off the tub. And he was la, la, la. I got my new shoes.
Man, no, y'all got to see the one. You got to show it to that one that he did. You know which one he did?
But you like, got me fucked.
Yo, his son be doing some.
Wait.
Do you have it on you?
Kendall did that?
Man.
You got me fucked up?
No, yeah. He wasn't saying it himself.
It was like he was on TikTok.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I was like, is he in trouble?
No.
How bad did you hurt him?
No. But yeah. He be doing some crazy shit.
I'm about to join TikTok just so I can follow him. I need some
you
laughing.
Know, he be showing me this. I'm like, what?
He's
such a kid. It's just hilarious.
He be having Miles ass join him.
Yeah,
he's sucking
thing,
him in it too.
It is.
Oh man.
Yeah. So that's it. The show is broken up into five parts. We do our recommendations, facts only, and we hit our topics of the week. Then we close out the show with common commentary and our pass the mic segment where we answer your questions. So let's get into the show.
Recommendations?
Yes.
I have one, but I don't know if I recommended it to everyone. I just put it out there. I think I did this before with Elderberry.
You took mine. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You can say it. Go ahead.
I recommend CMOS. So we've been taking CMOS for like a week now, and it's supposed to be like this super vitamin, super nutrient, or whatever, and it's supposed to. Why we sighing, Mike?
Because I've been told, y'all just don't listen to me, man.
You didn't put it on a recommendation on the podcast. You didn't tell me.
Years ago.
You didn't tell me.
I used to bring the Irish sea moss
drink.
Does it
taste nasty?
No, it's good.
It's really? Not.
It's not good.
He's lying.
No. So this is what I'm saying, why they don't listen to me. So okay. They make an Irish sea moss drink, and they get it at the Caribbean spot that I told you about. Mm-hmm. And in the drink, it's good.
Yeah.
If you over there fucking snacking on the shit, no, it's not good.
Wait, so, I'm confused. How do y'all take it?
So we have it, you know, they'll make like a gel out of it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Yes. But that's what we've been doing. So his cousin actually in Florida, he was complaining about his sinuses and stuff he was dealing with. So she sent us some. And it's in a gel. Mm-hmm. And we put it, he drinks it with juice. I put it in, I've been juicing, so I'll do like my veggies and my fruit, and I'll put it in there and shake it up, and I can't taste it, but it tastes it's like of the ocean. It tastes like the ocean,
and it smells like the ocean.
It tastes like what?
The ocean,
like that salty kind.
Yeah,
like seaweed kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you, I'm surprised you never had Irish sea moss drinks. Like it's a.
Listen to me. I know that Caribbeans be doing all types of vitamins and nutrients and cod liver oils and shit. I hate that shit.
You know what?
Put it in a pill. Don't bother me.
This shit, I'm gonna bring y'all some next week. This shit.
So
is
how do you fuck. Do you you take you have the actual moss?
No, I get it from the store.
Oh,
I
you get the, in drink. The drink.
My sister is a dealer, but I don't. Oh.
She
I don't,
is.
Mm-hmm. Give me her number.
I don't get that shit. She's in California, so I mean, it's gonna be.
She had to ship it.
Yeah, she had to ship it. I mean, if y'all want to pay shipping, I'll hit her up. But
okay, yeah, because I was gonna go. I know they sell it at Sevenanda, I think.
They sell it at the farmer's market. If y'all want it, I go to the farmer's market once a week, so I'd be more than happy to bring y'all some sea moss.
We're hooked.
We're all in at this point. Yeah.
So what exactly does it do? So it clears up your sinuses.
It's supposed to. It's like an immune booster. It's good for concentration. It's just like an overall vitamin boost.
Has a lot of different vitamins in it.
Do you feel the difference?
Yes.
I feel like y'all are bullshitting.
I'm not.
We're both telling you. What'd you say?
I didn't say nothing.
Okay.
That's why I said, okay, for me personally, I don't know about Nay, but that's why I said I could. It's a recommendation, but I, you know, it's not like a, oh man, I feel like the effects, because I just started it. So,
yeah.
You know, I can't say, but you know.
I wouldn't know a thing. I don't take vitamins. I should.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like some stuff like that. You don't know until later if it really had a lasting effect. Because it's supposed to have with like dietary stuff, like weight loss.
Report back. Whoa. Weight loss.
Yeah. Everything.
It boosts your metabolism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it's good for, is energy.
Yeah. They say libido.
Wow. Oh. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, but it does, though.
You know what I'm saying?
like all of that stuff.
Does it come in pills form?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I don't know how I missed what Mike was saying, but I just got my hip to it. My cousin just had like this lengthy conversation with her or whatever. And I didn't realize my sister was taking it too. You know, my sister's like a nurse. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she even takes it. She's been taking it for years. And I was just like, damn, why you ain't tell me?
And
you
she
were
takes
taking?
It in that jelly form?
So I don't know if I don't know if Audrey takes it in the jelly form, but like it's a moss, so it's like you can get it dried, and then you can make the gel, you can cure it or whatever, because I think you got to let it sit or something or to make the gel. I'm not exactly sure how, but you can get it in the dried form and use it how you need to.
That's
so
interesting.
It's weird how stuff like this just becomes popular.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was working at a health food store in 1998, there were people that were obsessed with Irish sea moss, and they'd make these drinks. The drinks are really good, but you have to get them from like someone that's either Caribbean, Jamaican, something like that.
Yeah.
You get it from, no offense, of course.
Do
you
they
get it from
put,
like a white person.
Do they put like ginger in it too? Sometimes
you can.
I don't remember,
because ginger will cut the taste of something.
I do. I do in my juice. Yeah. That's probably why I don't taste it. So I put fresh ginger in the juice that I make, and I don't taste it.
Fresh ginger will do something.
And I use palm. You know, palm is really strong.
Like palm what?
Palm juice.
The pomegranate juice.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Yeah, palm, I get it.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
the pomegranate juice is really strong taste.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of cuts it a little bit.
Would cranberry be like the equivalent?
Yes.
Because I don't think I like pomegranate.
Yes. Oh, really?
No, they piss me off.
It's a little thicker.
Palm is, I was going to say it's a little thicker and tarter than cranberry.
It works perfect with this because the gel is so thick. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
So
just put it in a smoothie.
That too. Bring us some and we can take some shots.
No, I'm not taking no shot of no sea moss.
No,
like.
Oh, of the juice. Okay.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. I started to this morning before I left, but I was like, nah, fuck that.
Damn.
I used to bring those drinks to every shoot, and every time I'd be like, man, y'all gotta try this stuff. It's good. I made you try something. What was it?
I can't remember, but I asked you about some stuff sometime, like the what's it called? Some
I made you try kombucha and you didn't like it.
Kombucha
is good. It just takes a while for you to get. The first time I had it, I was like,
it's kind of vinegary, but yeah.
Bleh.
It's good.
Bleh.
But yeah, there's gotta be like a Caribbean place near where both y'all
are.
I'm telling you, go in there and just ask them for their Jamaican sea moss drinks.
No, I got
Irish sea moss drinks.
Because the guy that she gets it from, I think he's Caribbean or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's in Florida. So yeah, I was gonna look for the local one. She said it obviously cheaper if I did it myself.
Yeah,
she said this point she does it herself. She makes it herself or whatever. But yeah, man. Look it up. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to take my word for it. Just look up CMOS, see the benefits of it, and you'll be surprised what you see as far as the benefits are concerned with CMOS. And I was just like, wow, because I'm very skeptical about like what I consume and like, you know, just really do a lot of research and things like that. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll do it.
So wait till y'all discover spirulina and apple cider vinegar and all that other
hippie. Oh, we already do the apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Bleh.
All right, cool. All right, that's the recommendation for the week. Let's jump into our facts only, which isn't according to Hoagiacluo. Isn't meant to be a facts only, but more on a span of what FIFO and the rest of the crew said. But he wrote accounting major here. What FIFO discussed with Nike paying little to no income tax is a common phenomenon amongst most corporations. Here's a quote from a textbook I read from my tax class last year. It's often assumed that the tax revenue from corporation income taxes is the largest source of tax revenue. However, the revenue generated from this tax only represents about 6% of total revenues for 2019. He says, obviously, the figure is a bit outdated now, but the loopholes within the tax code allow these corporations to pay little to nothing when it's all said.
We're in the facts-only section?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that was that. I like when the so-called experts, you know, jump on here and kind of give us some insight into their field, their industry.
That's always fun.
Yeah. You know, it really kind of gives me a picture of how diverse our audience is, you know. Mm-hmm. So, we appreciate that. And let's jump into our topic. So, who has a topic for this week? Mike, we're going to start with you.
Oh, fun.
We rarely open the show with you.
No, we don't. Hold on.
Playing on Instagram. Yeah, I got it.
What'd you say?
Playing on Instagram.
No, I was. Okay. So I wish B was here because this really ends with a question I had for him and Rod. But all right. So did y'all hear about the 65-year-old Asian grandmother that was attacked in New York?
Yeah.
I didn't.
No. Okay. All y'all know except for Sophie.
Maybe.
Okay. So there was a 65-year-old Asian grandmother that was on her way to church. Mm-hmm. And this dude just walked up, started yelling, "Fuck you, you don't belong here," and knocked her on the ground and proceeded to stomp her.
Was he black?
Yes.
I heard about that, yes.
Yes, he was black.
Wow. That is so ignorant.
His name was Brandon Elliott. He was on lifetime parole for fatally stabbing his own mother in 2002. So he was only in jail for about, he was in jail for... I think he had just got out. So I think they say he was in jail for like 18, 19 years, something like that. Anyways.
Yo, what the fuck?
Here's what's wild. So, I mean, obviously all of it's wild.
I was like, what?
Here's what's crazy about this. But no, all of it's crazy. Twist. This is poor. The lady is fine. She ended up being taken to the hospital. I mean, I watched the video and those kicks, I feel like, bro, should have taken a grown man out. Mm. But she was on the ground. It's bad. It's a bad video. Here's what the video shows. It shows three men who are working in the lobby of a luxury apartment building.
Mess.
None of them intervened. Mm-hmm. All right. One of them actually walked over and closed the door. They ended up being fired.
I know that's right.
These men. So my question was really for Rod and B, since y'all used to be security. Do y'all feel like those men should have been fired?
They were security guards.
They were doormen. It was originally reported that they were security guards. Mm-hmm. They're doormen. But let's just play, like, Rod's favorite thing is devil's advocate. Let's play devil's advocate.
Jason's theory.
Jason and Rod do this, mm-hmm. but, you know. So let's say they're security. Let's just say they're security. Do you think that those security guards should have been fired? Granted, this was outside of the building on mm-hmm. the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Should they have been fired?
Is it not a known thing? Like, people just kind of stay, like, close their doors, stay out of business when something like that is going on?
That's kind of wild to me.
No, not really. I mean, when it's two men fighting, yeah, you kind of just mind your business.
I'll just say that. So I've known, like, for people to, you know, like, turn a blind eye when mm-hmm. shit is going down, like mm-hmm. in the neighborhood.
Because you never know.
Yeah, because you just never know, and you don't want to get hurt or something like that, or, mm-hmm. or whatever the case is. I've witnessed that
sure.
happen sure. or whatever.
But if they were security guards, should they have gotten fired?
If they were security guards and that was on the property, they're supposed to secure that area.
But it wasn't on the property. It was on the sidewalk outside of the
technically
building.
It's still the grounds of that building.
It's not. The sidewalk is public property. The building is what they're securing.
I guess, so if that's the case, like, what are they getting fired for exactly?
That's my question.
Yeah. I don't know if they're getting fired for. Are they shitty Samaritans? Yes.
Yeah, right.
But like, what are they technically getting fired for?
Right.
I guess is what I'm looking at. Now, if that happened in the building, they're supposed to, yeah,
right,
secure that situation and you know, call the police.
Right.
Or whatever. But yeah, doorman. I don't know the ins and outs of a doorman, though.
They closed the door.
They did their job. They did their job.
And I can almost understand it to a certain degree because you don't want it to move into the building. So I can understand closing and barricading off so that everybody in the building, so that problem doesn't escalate into the building. But yeah, as a Samaritan, like, you watching this man mm-hmm. stomp this lady out. Like, come on. And it was three of y'all. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying they're not suckers. They're 100% suckers. All three of them. They're not like little dudes.
But in the article, I don't know. I feel like I saw something that mentioned the reason that they were fired was because they didn't follow company protocol.
Right.
And I don't know what that protocol is. Does that protocol extend right outside the door?
See, I would think so. I would think
like,
so.
I know that it's public property technically, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but for example, if that same apartment complex had three homeless people in tents on that sidewalk, somebody from that building is going to move it because they don't want their area to look a certain way.
Right.
So if they would do that for homeless people or if they would do that for solicitors or people like, you know, who get in those big circles and like do those dance, whatever, and ask for money and stuff, they would move those away. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why they fired them from that perspective. Cause it's like, if you would clear it out for less, why not this?
I guess the thing that I'm battling with is doorman versus security. So mm-hmm. I think there's two different ways I would handle that. Cause like, we had security outside of our studio, and something happened on that sidewalk, I would expect our security to kind of secure that situation because it's right on the sidewalk before you walk into our door.
I'm not following. So you're talking about the guy that sits out there in the car?
No, he's saying if we had security
for our studio and the security officer was like right there at the door and he saw that happening right outside our door, I think I would expect him to handle that.
But would you say it's his job?
I don't know if it's technically his job because his job is to secure our building,
right?
And our studio, not what's happening on the sidewalk.
But people can't get into your studio because of what's happening on the sidewalk.
What if the lady lived there?
Oh, if the lady
lived there, that's kind of a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if I was getting my ass beat and he was just like, "Just close the door, bro. Just close the door." The fuck?
Oh yeah, that's totally.
I don't know. We got to put that into the perspective.
Because at the end of the day, she's a tenant.
But she didn't live there though.
Oh shit!
She didn't live there.
There's too many different variables that's not playing in that. And
they fired them because the optics look bad on the building. That's what it is.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
But when I was reading the story, I was like, all right. So this is terrible what happened to this old woman. Mm-hmm. Absolutely terrible. It's definitely some sucker shit that these dudes didn't intervene at all. Even just to say, "Oh man, stop!" Like, "Yo, what are you doing? Cut that shit out." Something. They did nothing. Mm-hmm.
Or tell them we calling the cops or the cops something. Is on the way, something.
Yeah, because I know my grandma ran outside with a broom.
Right.
Going down like I want to say we was getting pulled up. One of my friends was getting jumped. Mm-hmm. Oh, whatnot. And my grandma came out with a broom. Like,
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
So, yeah, right. Yeah. So, yeah, it should have been something like that. Yeah.
I guess you're looking at, like, from a moral standpoint versus an employment standpoint. So, I looked at it like this. I don't think those dudes should have been fired. Mm-hmm. I know they said something about their company policy, but what company policy would require someone that's paid as a doorman to go outside and technically risk his life to save somebody else?
Right.
That seems kind of goofy. So I don't think they should have been fired. I think they should be publicly shamed, maybe stoned, but fired from their job. I don't really see how an employer can say, well, we're firing you because you didn't go out there and protect this woman on the sidewalk. It just seems weird.
It's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
Yeah, because, you know, of the whole anti-Asian thing that's
would it have been different if she died, though?
Even if she died, I don't think they should have been fired. Mm-mm. It's not their job to be good Samaritans. It's their job to open the door and close the door. Even one of the guys was still just like handling some luggage. He stopped for a hot second to kind of look and see what was going on, but then he went right back to doing his luggage. So he was doing his job. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of weird to require someone that's not paid to do a certain thing to fire them because they didn't do that thing. That's just bizarre to me.
Yeah, I would like to see the company policy on
me
that.
Me too.
You know.
It's probably out there at this point.
We'll see.
Might be, but it just seems very odd. I guess I just don't mind
it off principle. But I also see what y'all are saying.
But yeah, but look at it from your standpoint. What if this was you, right? Would you, if you saw a guy, because he's like Ken size, if not bigger, and he's beating the shit out this woman, would you run out there and try to attack the guy to get him to stop?
I would first of all, I'm not running up on no big ass nigga, period.
Well.
But look at me. But I definitely think I would say something. I would absolutely say something.
So I think even if those dudes had yelled out the door and said, stop stomping on that woman, I think they probably still would have fired him because the optics are still bad.
Right.
I think he would have been fired one way or the other. It just makes them look bad that he closed the door and do anything. So this is them trying to save public face because people are looking at it and be like, oh, why didn't he help? They're looking at all these people saying, why didn't he help? So the company's like, all right, well, we'll just fire him and let him deal with the repercussions of that because it's making us look bad.
Right.
But I don't know. That just seems weird to require a doorman to go intervene in violence on the street.
Right.
And if that doorman, and if that is company policy, think about the litigation that could come from that. If said person was to get hurt by the person that they were trying to defend or the person that was attacking whoever, and if that person gets stabbed or shot, like, you put that company in a liable situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, do you think if one of those dudes rushed out there to protect that woman and then he got punched, stabbed, hurt in some way, shape, or form, do you think the company would immediately come out and be like, we're going to cover all your bills because you were doing part of what we think is your job? Mm-hmm. Or do you think they'd have been like, well, shit, I hope you have insurance. Good luck.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Going back to the security perspective, like, I know when I used to secure the AT&T buildings and stuff, like, that encompassed, like, that was, like, the sidewalks and everything. So we seen, like, homeless people. We had to, like, challenge to tell them, you know, can't loiter here and stuff like that. So we had to handle situations that was going on the property in general, not just inside the building. Parking deck, anywhere. Like, yeah, we had to be over all of that stuff.
See, here's what's interesting is I don't think that's legal.
What?
Like, I don't think it's legal for them to require you as a security guard for the building to handle what's on a public sidewalk. Because, like, you really can't. Like, if somebody's protesting in front of the AT&T building, you as security, you literally can't make them move.
But it had to be a certain amount of
feet
away from the building. So we got to know that type of thing, like how many feet they need to be able. You can do that shit across the street, but you can't be right here.
Right.
So, yeah, there's certain stuff like that. Same, and that's probably the situation with this. Like, you know, technically, they, you know, certain amount of way from the building.
Yeah.
Because you're obstructing the entranceway of the building.
Yeah, exactly.
But what if you're not? What if you're not obstructing the entrance?
Well, I think that's might be why there's a certain measurement in place that if you're within this amount of space from the front door, we expect, we say that that's obstruction.
And that may, and it may be the case with these doormen.
Because it was actually, right in front of the building?
Yeah, it may actually be the case with the doormen the more I'm thinking about it. Like, this is the area you guys are supposed to cover. Y'all should not have let this happen right outside the door as doormen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I absolutely do. Yeah.
Because if you got, because if you have, like, if you do have people trying to get inside the door and you're a doorman, you're handling in that situation all the way to the curb, I'm sure. So you're responsible for all of that. You know what I'm saying?
So does doorman and security, those aren't the same thing typically.
No. Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying, I'm reading this article now. I'm still trying to figure out what policy they could possibly have that would require a doorman to go outside and intervene in somebody stomping somebody else out.
Yeah. I don't know.
It would only be
securing the premises.
But you're a doorman.
Doorman, right? Not
it's
a
not
superhero.
It's not your job to secure the premises. It's the security guards. Like, they didn't have no guns.
Did they call the cops? Did they call? Is protocol for them to take some sort of activity? Like, did they call anyone?
I'm sure they did after. Mm-hmm. But, because, I mean, the video only shows the woman getting stomped, the dude walking off, the dude closing the door, and then it kind of just ends there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure after that they alerted the authorities. But I don't know, man.
So is the whole conversation around this story is the fact that there were three people watching it or people watching that intervene. Is that what made this?
That's what it seems like.
Wow. Isn't that something?
And less about what actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, what happened to this woman is terrible. Obviously. But I just found, I mean, because I don't find that part of the story interesting. Mm-hmm. What I find interesting is the fact that this man was out on quote unquote lifetime parole after killing his mother.
Mm-hmm.
I find the fact that he's homeless and he was living in a hotel down the road.
Mm.
I find the fact that he clearly has some sort of mental illness and he's let back out into the streets. Yeah. All of that is interesting. But that's, to be honest, that didn't really make a compelling conversation to me.
When did he get out? Did they say?
I want to say they did. But the murder happened in 2002. And even if he got out, you know, a week prior, it still only shows that he served, you know, less than 20 years for murdering his mother by stabbing
in cold blood.
But he's put on lifetime parole. There are probably people still in jail for weed offenses for longer than that. But this dude who murdered his mother is let out onto the street. And he's not required, at least from the articles that I could find, he's not required to do any sort of counseling or go to any sort of, like, you know, therapy or anything. He's just on the street. And he's homeless. He's living in a hotel. I'm not trying to elicit sympathy for this guy, but I'm just stating the fucking facts. This dude clearly has some sort of mental illness.
The system has failed his situation.
Right. And therefore, the system has also failed this Asian woman who got beat up as a response of this guy that they let out of jail that should be required to be doing some sort of, some kind of in-house therapy, something.
That is so weird.
But I was just looking at it from a standpoint of, like you were saying, the whole, it's bullshit and it's pandering. And it's the fact that people are looking at this building and they're putting more blame on this building than they are the government that let this guy out and created the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say, like, should these guys have been fired? I'm looking at it like they are the bottom of the cog, right? Like, they're the bottom of the problem. But they are the first ones to have been taken care of. Like, oh, we fired those three guys because they watched. Okay, well, so where's the social worker that was cool with letting this dude wander on the streets? Where are the prosecutor or the defense, whoever else that was cool with letting this dude walk the streets? Where are the discussions around these people? But instead, it's like, oh, yeah, fuck those doormen who didn't save this woman.
Yeah, that is weird.
So you as a security guard, you'd have went out there and been like, nah, bro, we're not doing this today.
Me as just a regular person probably would have did. Yeah.
I feel that.
Not even just a security, but like, I couldn't sit up there and watch something like that. No.
I wish B was here because I really want to know what he would say.
No. But I also don't knock people that don't want to get involved in that as well.
Mm.
That's just me personally, but I do understand people that, you know, don't want, because you never know, like, you know, what that person, if they have a weapon, if they, yeah, can, they're deranged, and yeah, they do something to you, especially if you don't feel like you can, especially if you feel like how Sophie said she wouldn't run up on somebody because, yeah, she feel like she'll be a little helpless in certain situations.
I'm not running up on a man.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So,
but then again, a lot of dudes are scared of dudes too.
So. Yeah, yeah.
You run up,
yeah,
on a big chick though. Like, what, she's like,
how big
real
we talking?
Lizzo.
Ooh. Lizzo looks like she could fight though.
No, but I feel like you could knock her over easy.
Like old school Lady Rage.
Well, what about Megan?
Megan can't fight.
No, I would not
run up
on Megan. She is so
Megan
muscular.
Can't fight.
Yeah. You talking about big chick?
Megan is muscular.
She's big, like, she's really not tall. Big,
but like, she I feel like, you know, she could go like that, I feel like. And
do,
like,
you fall?
Yeah.
Wait, really? You think
she's
Megan,
like,
5'10"? Like,
she's
that
tall. I don't think, I know.
Oh,
I,
she's tall, but she's not big.
I did not,
right,
say she's tall.
She's thick. She's thick, legs, thick, thick, yeah, thick. But she's not, like,
she's called Stallion
for
a
reason.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not running up on Megan. But no, then Megan stupid also said she don't fight. So,
yeah. I mean, but just because you don't fight don't mean you can't.
Megan wears a size, that's 12 true, shoe.
She does not. Shut up.
Don't say that about my girl.
No. I'm not. It's just a joke. But no, yeah, she's she definitely the Megan knees.
She don't look that big.
She's
Mike,
tall.
That is a big woman. Like, not big one, but you know, she's
I guess I would look at her and not really
she's
think
she's a
about
full
to
woman, bro.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'9".
She's taller than you.
Tall is not, look, I'm
tall.
She's
and
but
bigger.
She's not skinny.
She's not skinny.
She's
but
bigger
she
than
doesn't
you, Mike.
Look like she doesn't look intimidating to me. Lady of Rage looks intimidating.
Who?
Lady of Rage.
Oh, yeah.
Heather B.
She's like, oh, yeah.
She's not tall, but she looks like she will fuck you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would understand them, but
I'm just because a bitch smile.
But that's my point. But y'all talking about Megan. I'm like, okay, look.
But she doesn't seem like a fighter, though. I can
she
see
doesn't.
Her. I can
that's
see her not
saying.
Being a fighter.
Everybody got a limit.
Yeah, everybody does have a limit, too.
Meg looks like she would run before she fought. No disrespect to her.
But
I don't blame her.
She got shot.
But
she got street cred.
Don't do that.
She survived a shot.
She even ran after she got shot, huh?
She did.
I'm not trying
not
to.
Not fast.
See, y'all are evil. That's not funny.
But she ain't laid down.
They about to get you. They about to get you.
She ain't laid down.
You said
though.
She ran away fast. You know good and damn well.
I didn't say that. I said she just ran away. I didn't say she ran away fast. That's a different joke. I'm saying when she got shot, it wasn't like she turned around and started beating people up.
Yeah. Why would she? Why would anyone with a gun do that?
That's not her responsibility. Like, I'm just saying, we're painting Megan in a light that I don't really think she belongs in.
Well, I was more asking about the physique.
That's
so
yes.
You know. So yeah, if Sophie would be comfortable, like it don't have necessarily have to be her, but somebody physically built like her.
Yeah. Yeah, with me, I don't know, man. And I think it depends, too. Like, I don't know. Of what you choose to get involved in.
Yeah.
Actually, it depends. I'll run up on a guy.
That's not wise. That's not wise.
Mm-hmm. I did it before when I was little.
Well, that's like cool when you're little, but I wouldn't do that as an adult.
So did you ration, like, what you did with how
I was
it
like
would
8.
Affect? Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he was, like, 13.
Okay. You told us about that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told us about that. But yeah, I guess it just depends. Like, if I feel like I'm not able to do something, I probably would then like, damn, what can I actually do?
But what if there's three of y'all? Like, what if it's you?
Oh,
yeah, there's three of these. That's gonna be a no brainer. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
It?
But like me by myself.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
It depends on who I'm with, but if I'm with y'all two, I'm bucking
up front. You straight.
You
straight.
Yeah, you good.
And let me turn around and y'all got my back. Dead end is done.
You don't ever have to worry about
if
that.
If I look around and Ken in the back like,
I don't know what you're talking about, nigga.
Like, we cool, but we ain't that cool.
I feel like.
All right.
That's hilarious.
I feel like out of all five of y'all, FIFA would be the one to be behind.
No, I think FIFA can be the one that wants to fight.
Really? That little Cuban fire? Yeah.
No.
I don't know if it's anybody.
I feel like
here
he might be a little skeptical at first.
Nah. I think if something was going down and I look
FIFA gonna be in the front.
So you think B would be the least likely to run?
I think B would be the least likely to fight.
He gonna be there, but he gonna be like, really? We
I feel like when it comes to women, he don't play that shit at all.
Not because he's a sucker or nothing like that. I just think B is not gonna want to fight. He like, man, what y'all doing? Stop it. Y'all being silly.
Shut up.
B would be down.
No, B will fight, but I don't think he's going to be the first one to be
the reason why
hits.
I think B will be down, because I've heard of stories of B, like...
Yeah. He don't play when it comes to women at all.
And then just in general, he hit somebody with a drum, like he was in band, and they...
What? Not a band kid.
I don't put nothing past a Taurus, first of all. Like, facts. You got a raging bull in you. Like, it's real shit. You see red.
Wait, it is something. Was it like the cartoon where it just like
bent?
It stuck on it. Was on his shoulder.
Oh, right. My God. He hit that motherfucker with a drum. Yeah, B told that story one time.
Got the fucking stars. Hell nah.
B bought that light.
That's funny.
Hey.
I mean, look. Nah.
Yeah, I'm definitely not saying B won't fight, but I'm saying I don't think B will be the one that's going to like rush into the crowd to fight.
Yeah.
Nah,
if something was happening, I think FIFA would be jumping off the tables ready to fight.
That's funny.
That is hilarious.
I'm not the type of person that like altercations and stuff, so I'm not looking for trouble. You know what I'm saying? I've never been the type of person that look for trouble, but like, yeah, something happening. Yeah, I'm in it. But again, it definitely depends on the situation.
I feel like you would trip somebody before that.
No, I don't like physical anything.
Yeah.
I would be the last one.
You'd be the diplomatic one. Like, guys,
I'd be the one
to
be like, y'all stop.
Guys,
come on, y'all.
I feel you.
But now, if one of y'all got hit.
I could see you restraining someone.
I don't restrain people. I'm too small to restrain somebody.
No, you're not. Believe in yourself.
I don't restrain people.
Come on now.
I don't restrain
don't
people.
Don't let Mike fool y'all. Mike's strong, man.
I
don't restrain
it.
People.
Mike's strong.
I'll hit people with stuff.
Mike, friend.
I mean, look.
Look, I haven't been in a fight in a long time, but that's why I don't talk about that kind of shit. It's not fun.
Yeah, it's not.
I've been in fights. Yeah, it's not cool.
I just don't like fights.
I don't like fights either.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Ron, what you got?
None.
Just chilling. I thought I had a topic. I first wanted to acknowledge, you know, the passing of DMX.
Yes. Those videos were so crazy.
And I know I brought it. You put it in the podcast? I hadn't listened to it yet.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I had brought it up on the last podcast. Mm. I didn't have a topic, but I had, you know, acknowledged it, hoping that by the time the podcast came out, he'll still be living, which he was. Mm-hmm. But then he ended up passing on Friday, this past Friday. Yeah. This past Friday. Yeah, man, like super sad, man. You don't realize how much of an impact he had. Like
yo, he was living life, okay?
Yeah, it's just like
that is crazy.
Yeah, it really is
so
crazy.
Many videos.
And another thing that's crazy for me personally is that I wanna say DMX is the guy that kind of got me into New York hip hop. Like, he was probably one of the first people that I really actually liked and listened to that was from New York. I didn't really rock with New York music like that growing up, you know, from the South. Because I wasn't even listening to Jay. I started listening to DMX before Jay. And I heard some Biggie records, but it wasn't enough to be like, oh, yeah. I'm up on New York stuff. Mm-hmm. Heard Mobb Deep stuff, you know what I'm saying? I heard a lot of stuff, but it wasn't enough to just kind of just
get me into it.
Mm-hmm. DMX was the first one I actually went, purchased his album, listened to it all the time, bought his next one. I was really into it. So I was like, dang, man, I forgot about that. And then it just, so many memories came back. And the scene, like you said, all the videos and the posts, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Like, oh, man, that gave me a feeling when I saw that.
Yeah, so many people just had these random stories.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Like, even on Twitter, without videos, I saw this one girl say that she... ran into him at a hotel and they talked about drug addiction and her dad abandoned her and he was like, forgive him, man. Like, you know, like you know, was probably going through stuff. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. For sure.
And he seemed so like nice.
Like everybody uncle. That uncle.
Right.
Mm. It made me more sad.
Like a more recent thing with Griselda. Did y'all see that?
With who?
He was with Benny Butcher.
No.
Benny Butcher was in his car letting him hear a track. Or whatever, and DMX was just bobbing to it, like,
funny.
Oh, snap, you know, just waving his hand. And I want to say he ended up jumping on the track, but it hadn't been released yet.
So,
knowing them, that it's probably one of them things they'll probably keep on the tuck, but they may release it.
They'll release it.
You think they'll release
it? Yeah, they have to at this point.
So, I think people are, I don't know. I was wondering if it's something that I hadn't heard or something, you know, so yeah, I think it's something new that hasn't been released because, like, yeah, him and Benny the Butcher was just like vibing out. It was somebody else there too. I was like, dang, man, this dude was really out there like that.
Yeah.
But the reason I said I thought I had a story regarding that is because I saw something, but I think it's rumors though, about Jay and Beyonce. Y'all seen that?
Mm-mm. No.
So the rumor.
Ye and Kim.
I don't do that.
You saw Kim's a billionaire, right? Told you she was going to take some of Kim's.
But.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Why you say yes?
I don't know why I said that.
Mike, it just sounded like
Mike keep getting your ass with that. What you did? What? You did something last weekend with the jacket. He's like, yeah, I hear it too. You said it sounded like you had a heard a sound. It sounded like,
oh, he said he heard it. Then he was like, you've been trying to abandon me and shit, make it sound like I'm crazy.
But
myself.
I, you know, I'd be quick to be like, no, wait a minute. It
take a minute. right. But I thought I had a story, but I think it's rumored though at this point is that Jay-Z and Beyonce are buying his masters for $10,000.
$10 million.
And then giving it to his kids or whatever. That's dope. It's a rumor right now, but that definitely is something I could see them actually doing because Jay actually, I think I told y'all this when we was having a conversation that he paid off of DMX debt before. So he's done that before for DMX. And so it wasn't far-fetched when I saw this. But right now, it just looks like rumors.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything official about it.
Yeah. Because I want to say Nation.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I thought I saw an article saying it, so I assumed it was true.
But. Yeah, I think it's just, I don't even know where the rumors came DMX, from.
So.
Who tried to kill
DMX?
Every single publication
out there. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right.
Like when he was sick, everybody kept posting that he was dead.
The night before. I think it was this one Twitter account that was verified. You know, posted that he was dead, and everybody was sharing it and it got sad. And Steve Rifkin came out and said, "No, it's not true." And then they got mad because of that. And then, of course, he passed the very next day, so they had to get sad all over again. It's just like the cycle.
Yeah, but if the rumors are true, I guess just like you know y'all thoughts and opinions on that. Cause I know y'all thoughts and opinions on capitalists.
I knew y'all. I knew you was gonna do this.
What? I was just wondering. What you know?
When I told you this, I knew this was gonna be a conversation like
that. I was just wondering. Like thoughts and opinions on it, on them doing it. That's the type of things that y'all would want to see someone like them do. I don't know. I'm asking.
I want to see Jay-Z go buy buildings in neighborhoods and give people free rent until they get back on their feet. I want to see that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. But this is great. It's a good step, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they did it, but I'm not going to then go around and stop saying that Jay-Z shouldn't do more. Mm-hmm. Not that he's required to, but, you know. Yeah, this is cool, man. I think it's a great thing for them to do.
I hope the rumor is true. I say that. I don't want to keep talking in facts or whatever. I just hope, you know, even if it's not true and they see it, they're like, oh, yeah, maybe that is a good idea.
Yeah, maybe we should go do this real quick.
Yeah, maybe we should actually go do this.
No, I think it's dope. I think it's dope that they'll do that. You know, I think this would be one family, you know, that could benefit from, you know, their dad's work. You know, hopefully in perpetuity.
Because he has like 15 kids or something like that, right?
I thought it was 17.
Oh, 17
I
think it was, or something.
17. That division going to be something.
A whole litter.
Everybody gets a dollar. Everybody gets a dollar.
Well, if he got the masters, if they have the masters, they'll continue to get that money.
Oh, that's good. Whatever.
Yeah.
Especially now, because you know it's...
Oh, yeah, Hello? It's about to skyrocket.
Man.
Yeah, his songs are not going to get any less popular.
Yeah.
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 So, I thought that was dope. It, you know... Be it true or not, somebody should do something like that.
Yeah, I think the question is, what is the price? And would the company that owns them be willing to sell, given the fact that they can make so much money off, they're probably going to make so much money off of it now. You know, so that's what, you know, he's going to have to deal with.
Talking about Jay?
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah, because $10 million doesn't seem like that much.
It doesn't. Not for a DMX Masters.
Yeah, for all of his albums, he got like what, 10 albums?
Yeah, and that price.
Something like that?
I don't know.
More
I don't
than likely doubled when he died.
He's got a lot of albums.
Yeah, I know he got the Rough Rider stuff. I don't know if that's a part of it or not.
Just him.
I thought he only had like three or four main projects.
He's got more than that.
He has he's got a lot. Dark as Hell Is Hot, and then there was X, The Great Depression.
That's where it starts getting foggy for me.
Then he had like two or three after that, I think.
He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's got 7 albums. Undisputed, Year of the Dog Again, Grand Champ, The Great Depression, and then there was X.
So yeah, those he's got a lot. Those later ones after. Yeah. I didn't really follow. I heard songs from it, but I ain't bought the albums.
I haven't heard the albums at all.
Any of them?
No. After the Great Depression.
Oh, after the Great Depression. Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah. I was about to say, like,
you never know.
PZ 430. But nah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I had.
You know, I think, and we're going to actually talk about this on Dead End Hip Hop as well, youtube.com/Dead End Hip Hop. We're doing a whole video on it, which will go a little bit more in depth. But one of the things I will say that I like seeing, and you would hear these things even when he was alive, is that just the random stories. Like, he never really seemed, based on what people were sharing, that he was like Hollywood. Like, he was just kind of above the fray. Like, he really... you know, the appearance came that he was really, you know, really kind of became down to earth, you know, at times and stuff like that. So, you know, I thought that was, you know, dope. So.
Cool.
It's crazy that you say Hollywood, because he kind of transcended into movies and stuff at some point, too. Yeah.
Yeah, my mom didn't really know he was a rapper. She just thought he was really? Movies. Crazy. So she was like, I love DMX. Aww. No, you don't. She's
that's
like,
so
yeah,
cute.
Dude, I love that. This is something movie. I was like,
that's so
you know
cute.
He was a rapper, right? She didn't know none of that shit.
Wow. So cute. That's crazy that, like, especially as grimy and gutter as he was, like, that he was a mainstream dude. Like, listening to, like, they've been playing the music on the radio left and right, and listening to his music, like, to know that it was little white women singing this, like, that's crazy to me.
Yep. And some of his biggest, like, one of his biggest songs was "What Do Bitches Want from a Nigga?" like, what the hell? Yeah. You know, and "Hold It Down." I think was the what is that? "Hold It Down." That's the right title, right? I think that was the one from the first album that really kind of just put him on the map in terms of I think women listeners, you know, as well.
Yeah, I think some people that listen to it don't realize what they're actually saying.
Listening to
it,
or saying what
like stop,
saying.
Drop, hold them down. Yeah, that's like, yeah. And then you listen to the lyrics, it's like, oh, yeah, you talking about niggas want to try, niggas want to die. You don't realize what you're saying. It just sounds like a cool anthem.
I mean, it still does.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, it's just a cool anthem, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that video that I posted of him playing to like Woodstock or whatever, it's funny. Like if you stop it at a certain point, there's like these two white chicks on I guess their dude's shoulders and they're singing all the words, including nigga and all that.
Man.
And I'm like, put his DMX on. I'm still gonna post it. Fuck it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah,
those sorority girls love some DMX, boy. Mm-hmm. They wanted them a dog, you know?
Yep.
Listen.
They wanted them a dog.
Wanted them to bark. Why they doing it, too? Bark like DMX.
Yep. That's what they want, boy.
What you really want? Do it doggy style.
Stupid as shit.
Hell
nah. Rest in peace to DMX, Earl Simmons, man.
My whole 20s would have been completely different if it were not for DMX, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, serious. I was sitting up here thinking on the way here, because that was going to be my topic. And I was like, man, back then, all I thought I needed in my life was a little nigga from New York with some Timbs and a motorcycle. But I ended up I ended up having a baby with a nigga, bald-headed nigga from Brooklyn with Timbs and a motorcycle. Like, and I thought I was good. Like, girls, like, that whole Rough Rider period
had us messed up.
Riding
the back of motorcycles, crazy.
Listen.
Peeling out, all that. Doing wheelies and shit.
Sitting at the BP on North Avenue just waiting for a nigga to pick me up
North
on her
Ave.
Bike. Yes.
Right by the Georgia State dorm.
Yes, and just go up and down the connector at 160 miles per hour. It was life. That was all I needed on a Saturday night.
Hate y'all motherfuckers. Be trying to study. Here they come. God damn. Come on, man.
That is
annoying,
wild.
Right? It was annoying as fuck. Because my window was
awesome.
right by
it
the...
Awesome.
It was what?
It was awesome.
No. It was fucking obnoxious. No.
And stupid.
And stupid.
I mean, but...
They used to fucking shut down that area of 75-85 so they could fucking spin out.
Yes,
in the middle
God.
Of the fucking interstate.
Hell nah.
And I'd be like, man, God damn, that I want to go back to Conyers.
That shit is annoying to me to this day.
They still do it?
Yes.
Hell fucking yeah. Yes, they're trying to crack down on it or pretending like they're trying to.
Listen.
Yep.
I don't know. That was life.
They do it down by me all the time.
That's just my truth.
That's
my truth.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Nah, he
influential.
Was something.
He was mad special. Influential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-mm.
So, you looking at me?
Yeah.
Oh, my turn. Okay. So I was going to talk about Brittany Myers and Solomon Odubaho. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. So basically, this is a black couple. They own a food truck called What You Cooking. They rent out a commercial kitchen space. And there was a shared owner, a white man, and his name is Tom. His name is Tom.
Of course his name is Tom.
His name is Tom Toot.
Tom Toot? Toot?
Yeah. Oh
my God. Hell no.
This is a picture of Tom.
Oh, he fucked you up. So yeah, yeah. I wouldn't laugh at him.
Oh, yeah, he looked like a Tom Toot. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh. So basically,
I saw this.
Yeah. So basically, what happened was after so basically Tom gave them a 30-day termination letter stating that he wanted them to leave the kitchen. But, you know, they were trying to see, like, what was going on. They scheduled a business meeting. Mm-hmm. The wife ended up going to the business meeting alone by herself just to kind of handle some business. And he was making her very uncomfortable. So she texts her husband, like, I feel really weird. I feel really uncomfortable. Could you come up here? He drove up there. He starts, you know, sitting down in the meeting. And as they're talking to each other, you can see from the video that was recorded in the space, the white guy, Tom, like, reaches out to, like, pull a gun on the couple. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I guess, you know, the black guy ended up restraining Tom, you know, like right. Cause it was literally like, it was like a small table, big.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a big office situation.
That
it
table
like,
looked about big.
It was like that. It was like that table size. So he like reached over and to me, I don't know what the reaction would be. You have to really be, I guess, in tune. I mean, really you're just talking to somebody. So you're going to see, like, and notice their body language. But to just have that immediate reaction, I don't know if he pulled out the gun slowly or if it was just, I don't know what happens in that split second, but he ended up restraining him for 11 minutes. And he and his wife went back and forth like, what the fuck do we do? Do we call the cops? Because if the cops come up here, husband is black with dreads. He's restraining a guy. And it's going to look like a weird situation. Mm-hmm. So she said that she talked to the police and was like
at the front door.
Let me tell you something.
No, it's on the call.
Yeah.
Oh, on the call.
It's on the call.
I heard that it was like at the front door before they like, look.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said that before they came inside, she was like, let me tell you, this is the situation again.
Do not shoot the black
Do not kill my husband. Mm-hmm. Like, literally. So they had to go back and forth. And I guess he was locked up for, I think, less than a day. And
who
he
was
got
locked up?
The white guy. They took him or whatever. And I think that they were talking to lawyers who basically was like, well, since nothing actually happened, there's probably not going to be any type of repercussion. He probably is going to get off because
that's not attempted murder.
It is attempted.
No, it's not attempted murder.
Oh, well, it's like, what is
he
it?
He didn't technically point the gun at anybody. He just pulled the gun out of his. So, I mean, there's
holster or whatever.
If you look at it legally, there's not really that much they can do. You can say intimidation or something like that, but he didn't discharge it. And if it's even worse if he has a license to carry, because then what did he do?
Wait, finish.
Yeah. So basically, the wife was saying that before the husband had got there, he gave her like an All Lives Matter shirt and was, you know, screaming racist stuff at her.
Well, he gave the Tom Toot gave the black woman wife an All Lives Matter shirt.
Yeah.
I missed that part. Damn.
Yeah, we don't know why.
Is that what part of what made her uncomfortable before her husband got there?
Yeah, okay. He had an All Lives Matter shirt, started yelling at me with his shirt, and told me that I was racist. Started telling me how our business was and he should sue us, but he wouldn't get much and how he didn't want us at the kitchen. Mm. Basically, what this sounds like is a white man didn't want to share a space with black business owners. Mm-hmm. And so he tried to like do everything to get them out. I don't really know what else is behind it. Was there something where he was, you know, were they getting more business than him? Were they doing better? Whatever. So I don't know if they kicked them out of the kitchen space or something. It sounded like they had to do an investigation. So they kind of had to like take their inventory and like get out really quickly because they didn't want to share that space with him anymore. Mm-hmm. They lost a lot of inventory. Since they lost a lot of inventory, they don't know if they can continue being in business and stuff. So they set up a GoFundMe and stuff. And, you know, they're basically shook. They don't feel like, you know, they have a lot of trauma from this event.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's going to be like a lot of like in and out court proceedings with this. Maybe it'll get thrown out. But I just feel like this is just another testament to like, there's a lot of different intersections here. You know, there's like black women being scared because they don't really have what they need. They don't have the means to protect black men in those spaces. They like for someone to have a gun basically being pulled out and your husband is even in a position to be able to restrain them. He was saying, like, you know, 11 minutes felt like a lifetime.
I'm sure
that's it, like, it has to be crazy. Like, because even if, to my knowledge in the video, he didn't like take the gun away from him. He just was holding his hand so he couldn't do anything with it. Mm-hmm. Which, if he tried to, you know, grab the gun, now it's like, is it going to go off? Mm-hmm. Do you accidentally shoot something? Like, it just implicates the situation even more. So there's that. Then there's the fact that these black people are debating, do we trust the cops enough to come here and not kill us?
Right.
Because the optics don't look like something that favors them. There's just a lot of thoughts that happen. And then to be gaslit, have him released from jail at 4:38 a.m. and now he just on the loose, just chilling. That shit is fucked up. And I feel like as a business owner, somebody who's trying to get it, live out your dream, do whatever, you know, be successful, that has got to be a hiccup. Because, you know, as a business owner or somebody who's self-employed, you don't really get the same type of breaks as somebody who works for a job that, hey, you know, I need a day off, or hey, I need to do this, I'm still going to get paid. You have to work damn near every fucking day, depending on what you do, to continue to get income. So that bothered me a lot. But, you know, they're getting a lot of support from their GoFundMe and stuff.
That's good.
It's just crazy. Like, I hope it'll be enough to cover their legal fees. And honestly, fuck that Tom nigga. I hope he, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like the justice system is going to do anything as far as justice is concerned.
I don't know that they can.
And where is this again?
I don't remember where this was.
I don't know.
I almost said New York, but I don't think it's New York.
I don't think it is either. I feel like it's in Texas. But
yeah, I mean, if he had...
Oh, Arizona.
Unfortunately.
Arizona.
Yeah.
He would have had to have made a verbal threat before he pulled the gun out. And I don't know if he did, because I didn't see that part in the article.
Like, I'm about to kill you.
I'm about to kill you, or, you know, you better get the fuck out of here, or there's going to be a problem. Something like that. I think it'd be a veiled threat. If he didn't do any of that, he just was just sitting there having the conversation, even if he was getting aggressive and he just kind of pulled the gun out, I don't know that legally if they can really do anything to that guy. Because
all that was said was in the meeting, Tom said, basically, we don't want to do business with you guys. And the husband is saying that's when he took a deep breath and drew out his pistol.
Did Tom own the building? What was the story exactly? Did he own it? It
was a shared space. To my understanding, so I think from how it was described, it was almost like some entity owned this space and would rent it out to people who used a portion of the kitchen at a time.
Kind of like WeWork. Gotcha.
Something like that, except for kitchens. And they do that for like huge commercial kitchen spaces, because unless you can, you know, buy all these huge machines to make things in mass, it is difficult to have like the space that you need. Mm-hmm. So it is common that they will rent that out to smaller business owners.
And the gun was licensed and registered or whatever?
See, I don't know
all those details. I really don't.
I would imagine it probably was, if they let him out that quickly. I would imagine that it wasn't like, oh, I just have a gun and I don't have a license or anything. I would imagine he's probably some gun-toting redneck that has a license to carry. And that's why he was able to get out so quickly, because he technically didn't do anything that is illegal. He had his gun on his person and he brandished it. Now, I think there is some kind of law about brandishing a weapon.
No,
but
so
I don't know the details of it.
So, I don't know if it's the same in Arizona or whatever, but I know here, I believe you don't have to have a license to carry to have it. I think I told y'all this. Yep. I believe so. So if y'all want to correct me or quote whatever, that's fine. But what I believe is you don't have to have it in your place of business, your car, or at home.
That's why I was asking if he owned the place.
Yeah. So three places. Like,
wow.
If he had it in his place of business and he pulled it out, he has all the right to.
Mm-hmm.
Same way in his car. Same way in his house.
Right.
So yeah, those are the three places that I know here in Georgia. That you can have it. Like,
but I know people can just walk around like in grocery stores.
That's a license to carry. Right. But I'm saying, like, even if he didn't have a license to carry, he can still have it in those three places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I will say just a little bit more to add here. The prosecutor told me, this is the husband talking, that he's not going to do any jail time. They're offering to reduce the charges to only one count of assault, which is crazy because it happened to two people. I guess the county attorney said, you know, you don't know what he was going to do. You don't know that he was going to shoot you. And I guess he was saying, you know, I know he was trying to pull the trigger. If it hadn't got caught in his shirt, we probably would have been goners. Now, Tom is saying, I guess when he was questioned, he claimed he felt threatened because the black guy was bigger than him. And
of course he did.
Yeah. Like, I just don't understand. Like, it's just the white cop out that kills me every fucking time. Like, y'all honestly are fucking worthless. I just don't know what else to say.
Do you think it would have been different situation reversed?
What do you mean?
To a white couple come in and a black guy pulls out a gun and the white guy has to restrain the black guy? You think
that
you would have been
different? Dead as fuck.
Hello? Absolutely killed.
Those cops would have came in there and just shot him up, started popping off immediately.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But they would have found something to charge him with.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But they don't find anything to charge Mr. Tot with.
Right. So,
I don't know.
This is frustrating.
I don't know what
that is. Super frustrating. Because, like, you know, because, like,
you're literally looking death in the fucking face, only for someone to be like, well, they didn't actually kill you, so we can't do anything about it.
That wouldn't have happened in reverse. It just wouldn't have happened in reverse. Yeah. A white couple comes in there, and a black guy with a gun just pulls it up. Same situation. The white guy comes and restrains him. Oh, he would have been a goner. No, they would have. Or would have had to wait before they let him out, see what the situation, like, it would have been all this whole shit before they even considered letting him out.
And of course, the white couple wouldn't have had to, if in the hypothetical scenario, they wouldn't have had to tell the police, hey, don't kill my whatever.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
that never would have had to happen.
That's not even the case.
They would have been like, black guy gun.
They would have had to say, Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, man, come on.
I kind of look at this one and it's a little bit confusing because I agree with y'all 100%. I just don't know what you can charge him with. That's the only thing I'm stuck with. Like, what can you charge him with?
Aggravated assault?
But it's not aggravated assault because he didn't really do anything.
Whatever they would have charged the black guy with.
the way I look at it is the black guy shouldn't have been charged either.
That situation.
Like,
I got you.
If the guy was black, I would say the same thing. Like, what can you actually charge him with if he didn't do it? But see, this is a what?
No, continue talking. So I hear what you're saying, but so what? You have to pull a gun on me in order for you to have been for me to have been assaulted? Like, what would have had to happen? It's almost like you would have had to kill me in order for there, or at least shoot me in order for there
to make a threat or point the gun at you, which neither of those things happened.
But the guy said he felt threatened, which
he
is why.
Threatened and he had his hand on his gun, right?
Yeah.
But did he point the gun at him or did he say
he was in the process of pointing the gun at them?
He was about to, like, he did.
That's all speculation.
It looks like it though.
This isn't a morality issue. This is a legal issue. Yeah. Legally, I don't know that they could have done anything because now because I've watched the video, to be totally honest. I didn't really see what the fuck was going on because, unfortunately, the black guy was kind of blocking your vision. So it looks like the white guy is talking, and then you see him reach back, and the black guy immediately grabs his hand.
That shit looks sketchy as fuck.
It really looks sketchy because I was thinking, like, shit, I just ran. I respect the dude for grabbing the gun, but I don't know that I would have done it. Regardless, I don't know that... If all they have is the video and those two people's word for it, I don't really know what I can expect the prosecutor to do.
Question. God damn, what else do you need, though?
You need to see him doing this or
making
that.
But by that time, I'm dead.
Yeah. That's
again,
I'm just asking you, what else would you... I know, not more.
Are you asking me what I would need?
Could you say to kind of look... All right, maybe I'm misunderstanding.
Well, can I ask
this real quick?
Yeah.
Did he get a chance to point it? Like, did the black guy stop him from pointing the weapon at him?
Basically,
he didn't get a chance to do anything. He looked like he reached back to grab the gun. The brother grabbed his hand.
Okay.
Now, we all know what was going to happen next. So I want to make that very clear. When you say, what do I need next? Yeah. I don't need shit.
Right.
I can tell you right now, that white man was finna do this.
I know this. Right.
But from a prosecutor standpoint, I don't know what he was going to do.
They can make an argument of intent, but... Right. Since he didn't get a chance to play out the action fully,
they can't.
That's also the way that they can get out of it as well.
Right. So how far is intent? Like, how? So that At that point, that's a little bit more than
or a
attempt.
verbal threat.
That's attempted murder.
I have to say, it's not attempted murder.
In my mind, it is.
Well, in your mind,
if a gun is pointing at you,
him existing is attempted murder.
I need to know the law facts because that's attempt. Like, if a gun is pointing at any of us right now, that's attempt.
But from the couple standpoint, right? Yeah. I'm sitting here. I don't have my husband. I'm alone. I'm, you know, in this business meeting. He's giving me an All Lives Matter shirt. He's telling me I'm racist. All of these things that to me are kind of irrelevant. Like, you're trying to talk to me about getting out of this business contract or whatever, and I'm just trying to see what the fuck is going on. Mm-hmm. I call my husband because you're making me uncomfortable with all this side shit. He comes up here like, what's good? We're still continuing to have this conversation. To me, when I watched the video, it looked like the white guy reached back to pull the gun out. Basically, I don't know if it was in a pocket or a holster, but it looked like it was released from a pocket or a holster. Mm-hmm. He didn't get the chance to go like this, but the gun was out.
Right, right.
Period. Like, right. It wasn't like,
right.
You know, like he never got a chance to touch it or anything like that. Like, he got a chance to hold it. It was in his hand. And from what I was reading, maybe in the article, it said like his shirt or some like got stuck or caught or some shit. Mm. And so that's when he was like, hold the fuck up and completely restrain him. And I kind of feel like, I don't know what somebody would do in that instinct. I would hope or think if it was a husband and you're right there looking at your wife, you know, right there, you probably wouldn't run, because I don't even know if the wife knew what was going on in that situation, like
immediately,
in that split second.
Right.
So he would have taken off, you know, taken off, and you're sitting there like fucked, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the only thing as a husband you could have done in that situation to protect your family.
So what I'm seeing is, again, simply pointing a gun at someone is not attempted murder.
What is it?
I'm trying to find it. It says it's a gross misdemeanor, but it doesn't look like it's attempted murder. The charge of assault only comes into play when the person at whom you've pointed the weapon fears that you're about to harm him.
Well, what are you pointing it at me for?
But here's where it gets tricky. So the way you can get out of it is, you say,
who can get
you,
out of it?
The guy pointing the gun, the white Tom.
Yes. Okay.
You felt threatened and your act was a lawful attempt at self-defense, which is exactly what he said.
Yeah.
You never aimed the gun at any human being, which he didn't. So these are the ways he got off.
Yeah.
He didn't aim the gun at anyone and he claimed he felt threatened.
That loophole shit pisses me off because it never works the same for us.
That's how the law is. The law.
Yes.
But see, I don't think the problem is the law.
What is
I don't
it?
Think the problem is the law. The law on its own makes sense. It doesn't take into nuance racial dynamics and that shit. So that's where the problem comes in. Mm-hmm. But if, because you got to look at it from your, you don't have a gun, but like from my standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. If I had a gun and I'm at home, and somebody comes to my door, banging on the door, I open it, and they're saying certain things, and I feel threatened. And I'm like, yo, you need, like, I lift my shirt on some doughboy shit, like, you need to leave. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't
got
be taken to jail. Got a problem here, bro? Got a problem here? You know what I mean?
You gotta say it.
I guess you're right. If you're saying some doughboy shit, people might not get it. You're right. But I shouldn't be taken to jail for that. If I feel threatened, somebody's at my door saying whatever the fuck they're saying, and I show that like I have a gun.
But I feel like that's a little different though, because it's like a time and place type of thing. If you're in a private space where it's not your own space having this conversation, it's not my own space having a conversation. Like if somebody does that same thing to you in here right now, I feel like that's a little different than Ken coming to your house and be like, hey bro, can I get some flour? And you like, hey bro, get off my fucking set. Like that's different,
not
I feel like.
It's different.
Because it's a mutual space.
That's why I asked if he owned the
place.
Yeah,
that does make a difference.
Because that's what makes, because like.
You know, to me, I don't know, maybe it was just because I didn't connect the two dots. Mm. I didn't think that the area in which they were having that meeting was the same overall kitchen. Mm. I don't know. That's just something that I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure.
Mm. See, the way it works now, like Ken's name is on the lease here. If I'm bucking up to Ken for whatever goofy ass reason, and Ken has a gun on him right now, and he's like, you need to leave, he can't be brought up on charges. I need to leave. But now if Ken pulls even if Ken pulls the gun and points it in my direction and is like, you need to leave, he might be brought up on charges, but I don't know for a fact that he will. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's just the way That's just the way this whole thing works.
These gun laws are too nuts. I cannot.
Do what now?
Just the gun laws, I feel like, are nuts.
Oh, I could have sworn you said something about two nuts. And I thought you were making a good D's nuts joke.
No.
But
it's like,
if Sophie made a D's nuts joke, that's going to make my day. Like, we finally arrived.
No.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Yeah, I know we were talking about, I don't know if it's going to make the show, at least it may be in the video. I can't remember how it went, but you were talking about the TikTok or whatever Kendall was on and the cussing, and you were like, yeah, he ain't cuss. It was just in there. Have you guys ever, since I have the both of the rights here, have you guys ever heard your kids cuss? And what's the reaction?
I mess with my youngest all the time because I swear it seems like she says shit.
Rihanna,
every sentence.
She real slick with it. It's like she say stuff that sound like it. And I'd be like, what you just say to me? And she's like, no, mom, I didn't. I just had spit in my mouth. But the thing is, like, I know one. The girls cuss. They just don't curse in front of us. Now, Bree claims I don't really even cuss like that. Like, with my friends, now the oldest, it's a wrap. Like,
no, yeah, she said straight up, no, I curse. Because I called her mom. I was like, look, man, look, we were your age at one point. Like, if you cuss, I know you cuss. I'm not going to, you know, I just don't want you cussing around me. I had the respect to not curse around you, so don't cuss around me type of thing. You know, I wasn't brought up that way to cuss around my elders or my parents, like, and I kind of stuck with that. So I expect them to have that same respect. But yeah, so was your direct question, have we ever heard them?
And what was like the reaction when you did?
That's the saying, I never heard them. They've always abided by that.
Okay.
I think I've seen it written down, something they wrote.
Text messages.
A text message or something, but never actually heard it come out of their mouths. Like, it's weird because, It was something that was going on with my daughter before, an issue I had to step into or whatever, and I asked her to see an exchange, you know, between her and someone, and it was weird even reading her talk that way. I was like, wait a minute, I've never heard who is this person I'm reading, because it doesn't sound like you. I can imagine that she would sound like that, but never actually be able to. Damn, this doesn't even seem like you. But I know that, you know, she has a totally different side outside of what she presents to me. You know, so I'm fully aware of that. But I don't think I would discipline them or anything like that if I heard them curse. I'd probably laugh first, like, oh wow, like, don't curse again. But yeah,
Bree did that hell challenge with me once.
Oh, what?
Wow.
So it was this thing on YouTube where it's like they use hell in conversation with you.
Oh,
I have to find a video, but it's like she says something hell, and it's hell a bad word, or it's damn a bad word. That's what it was. Mom, is damn a bad word? I mean, so I'm going, it's in the Bible. I mean, it is, but it ain't really. She said, so I can say damn. And I'm like, and then she says something like directed at me at damn. And I'm like, okay, you got one more time to cuss. Like, you taking it too far now. But no, Bree might have slipped up once and been like, oh, my bad. And it, I mean, as long as you understand that, I'm a little different with cussing. Like,
yeah, she different.
I've gotten to the point now that they're older and they have a certain level of vocabulary that I know they know how to use. I'll cuss in conversation with them, especially the oldest one. Like, and even I'm different because with my family, we cuss in conversation. I'm not cussing at my parents, but we could talk and we drop F's, we drop D's. Like,
Really?
Yeah.
I could cuss around my dad. Yeah. Once I got to like 18, a little older. Yeah. Me and my brother could cuss. He didn't care. But Kendall cuss all the time.
Oh, really?
Kendall curses all the time.
Shit, that's hilarious. How old is he?
12. But he's been cussing.
What grade is he in?
Seven?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sixth grade. I remember that very vividly.
He's been cussing for a while, though.
Since when?
Well, I
fourth grade?
Am a little bit more looser around the house with it than my wife. So she blames me, and I'm like, okay, well, you're right.
But Miles, it just has to be exhausting as a parent, though.
Miles cusses as well. I don't know. I think that you hit on a good note, Rod, is that I know and fully aware of how I was when I was growing up. And you got to be able to dish it, and you got to be able to take it. So I need Kendall to be armed with those social tools. And these motherfuckers he be online with are some motherfuckers, like, for real.
I bet.
So I understand that he has to have the weapons. And because if not, then, you know, they'll tear him apart. Miles, he cusses. He gets this from his brother, and of course they pick it up from me. So we do try to make sure that he don't curse as much. But you know, I get it. So I'm kind of, well, I don't know if I'm like you, but I'm not as strict on him as his mom is. Because it's part of the process. I do tell him, I said, don't cuss around your grandparents, because you know, they're a little bit more old school, and just the respect thing.
I know that's right.
Because I know I was sitting there watching TV. And all I heard, because he, like I said, when he's playing the games, he's cussing all the time, you know, using nigga and all this other stuff. So I get it. Sometimes it gets too loud. So, yo, chill out. Keep it down. And all I heard was, fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
This is why I cannot have boys.
So I get up. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on here?
Now you disturbing my peace. That's my problem.
So I open the door, and he is just going off. And he turns around, like, he's angry. He's his tears, he's like, welling up.
He says, fuck you, nigga, to you.
No, no, no.
Fuck you too, nigga.
And he was like, and he was like,
oh, man.
I was like, Kendall, what? Keep it down. What is going on in here? And it was like, you're my dad. You're supposed to help me then.
Oh.
And I was like, damn. What? No, no. I said, Kendall, just turn it off. Like, unplug. You're in an emotional state. Like, you need to just get away. He was like, you're my dad. You're supposed to help me then. And I'm like, well, Kendall, I'm trying to help you because you're upset right now.
At what? The game?
The people he was talking to online. His friends that he played with all the time.
He gets online and they be talking to each other.
I said, turn it off. You know, calm down. I said, because I can't do anything to those kids. They're in a whole other state.
Like, help him do what?
Because
he's emotional.
He's emotional.
So he just, help me process this.
Yeah, he's like, you're my dad. You're supposed to protect me. Help me. I'm looking to you.
Were they calling him nigger or something?
They were fussing about something. I don't even know. I didn't even really care to even ask.
Oh, hell.
I just said, just turn it off. He finally turned it off. And you know, I just sat there and talked to him. I said, you know, I tell you all the time, like, when you get in those situations, the best thing to do is just remove yourself from the situation. Calm down. Mm-hmm. Y'all do this all the time. Y'all going to get to a point where y'all going to talk it out, make up, and then it's going to be is what it is. But the only thing I can do to help you is to get you out of that situation and teach you how to remove yourself from those toxic situations.
Ooh, that's a daddy.
You know, that they get into. And it was interesting because I was thinking about after the situation, when I was telling Monique about it, I was like, I can even imagine the response maybe my dad or had. Like, instead of trying to help him get out of the situation.
My dad would have scalped me balls.
Not even that. Probably
I know that's right.
Even, like, respond with violence because your kid is cussing.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. Like, your kid's in a situation, a high emotional tense state, and the person he's looking to is, like, the one person.
Reprimanding.
And the person come at you and start hitting you. Because, like, you're adding to the situation. Like, on top of what he's already going to. Like, how...
And you're teaching him that you get punished for those emotional responses. And especially as a little black boy now, I'm in trouble because I lashed out. So I have to bottle all that up.
Yeah.
Why are you looking like that?
Because this is that new school shit that I can't.
It's different.
I'm going to trust that y'all are right because y'all have the children.
Right.
But in my brain, it didn't go
to
all
that. We were raised
different. I wasn't getting hit for an emotional response. I was getting popped for using words that I've been told not to use.
You ain't got no business.
But then my
using
mom
it,
would have the discussion, like, okay, now tell me what's wrong, what's actually happening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I get what y'all are saying. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm gonna defer to y'all, but this is exactly why I can't have kids. Because if I walk in the room and your ass is, fuck you, nigga, I don't have the.
I just feel like my blood pressure would just be through my damn, like, what the fuck is going on?
I wouldn't hit them, but I would be like, what the fuck are you think you're doing? This is my house.
Like,
You can't say that. I can.
Why can't they say it?
Because it's my house. I grew up with that do as I say, not as I do type shit. Mm-hmm. You can curse when you're old enough to get a job and make a check to where you can afford to curse. Mm-hmm. But when you're a child, you can't be in my house talking about no fuck you, nigga.
Disturbing my damn peace. I could have been in here with cucumbers on my eyes. And I in the next room, you over here cussing. Excuse me?
Well, I ain't doing all that.
So
but, you know.
I think there is a difference you got cucumbers between on your eyes, when right? you just are cussing in conversation at home, but when you have an emotional response. And I think, like, if you yelling, fuck you, nigga, fuck you, nigga, fuck you, nigga, like, the especially with the veracity it sounds like with which he was saying it, you understand that there's an emotion behind that. Mm-hmm. And if you can't take yourself out of, and it's funny because I had this thought the other day with something as simple as taking a shower with the kids. But if you can't take yourself out of that emotion and figure out what's going on with that child, that's what you have to take yourself out of it. You know, you have to figure out, okay, what is behind the word that you're saying? Now, especially if you've had the conversation to say, you don't talk like that in the house, you don't speak like that in front of me. But if you're having a visceral emotional response to something to the point where you feel like that's how you got to get it out, before I punish you, I need to figure out why.
See, my mom would have done it the opposite way. And first been like, why are you disrespecting me in my house by using those words?
Right.
Let's address that first.
Mm-hmm.
After that, okay, now tell me what happened to make you do that.
And see, I didn't even get to that point.
My mom would have definitely done that because she was a social worker. She was a counselor. Yeah. So she would have
the
sat
conversation
me down.
Is important, which is probably why it didn't have as negative an effect or impact on you as it could have. But I think that as a parent, you have to learn to stop taking shit so personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to, like, while I understand you're in my house, it's my job to raise you, but you are a person who has feelings and thoughts, and you're doing things for a reason. And I have to understand that reasoning and teach you why that reasoning is wrong. And for every kid, popping them is not the answer.
Well, that's why I said I wouldn't hit them. My mom probably would have popped me.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't just about in the house. If we're in the supermarket, same thing.
Sure.
If we were at somebody else's house, same thing. My mom didn't play that shit.
Mm-hmm. Do not disrespect me.
That's
crazy.
Probably why I still don't curse around her.
Hell yeah.
Because she does not like it. And I have enough respect for her to know, like, I can't say
this ain't
shit,
cool.
Ass, damn, fuck, none of that around her.
It's not even worth it.
It's not, because, I mean, at this point, of course, she's not going to hit me.
Mm-hmm.
She's just going to give me that look of disappointment of come
nothing
on.
Nothing worse. Oh,
you know, come on. Why do you have to say that?
That's a respect. I just wonder, like, I'm a lot more lenient than I thought I would be before having kids. And a little bit more understanding and trying to understand the situations that's going on. Like, why are you doing this? Here's why it's wrong. You're not in trouble, you know, because I want to be able to lay the law down, but also explain, like, what you did is wrong, and here are the reasons why. You know, so I'm a way more progressive than I thought I would be.
Mm-hmm.
And even just thinking back on this situation that night, I also wondered, like, the parenting, the way we were disciplined, the way we were raised as kids, what if they had it all wrong?
Shit.
Like, what if the parenting style, the strict parenting style, wasn't really the way that it really should have been done.
It depends on the parent, because my mom was very strict. And y'all might think I'm crazy and all that shit, but I didn't get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do all this wild shit.
Yeah.
I was a pretty good fucking kid.
Same.
I got decent grades.
I can relate
but that's
to that.
Why.
What's why?
But that's probably why you didn't really get into a lot of, because you were a good kid, I think it also had a lot to do with how she parented you. Not that she wasn't disciplined, but you weren't in a lot of situations where she was required to make that based on what you just said, right?
But
when
you
was
said she was
young,
strict.
I was.
Okay.
When I was really young, I did stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
But after discipline and learning, like, okay, yo, I can't do this kind of thing because I'm going to get in trouble, I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But I, again, don't take any of this as me telling y'all are parenting your kids
I'm not
wrong.
At all, no.
I just want make sure that's clear.
Yeah. No,
because I don't know shit about kids, and I don't want to. But I'm just saying, I don't.
Was it with
the
belt?
I don't really like when people say that we were raised wrong, because I do hear people say that a lot, especially like new school kind of new agey parents. Like, you know, the way our parents did it, it was wrong. How? Because a lot
they
of us
raised
were
us under certain circumstances.
right? Well, that they had to deal with. And to them, I'm sure that was completely different from how their parents raised them. And so they did just different things. And
well, we hear that slavery was a part of
the discipline and all that.
Yeah. And it kind of, you know, I mean, there are studies that say it just kind of carried on.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a reach, too, because white people beat they fucking kids, too. Mm-hmm. So is that because they were used to beating black people? Like, yeah, I just think that maybe. I think no, it's not. I just think that was just what
my
worked
kids are
then.
Slaves.
I mean,
shut the fuck up.
We
kind of
were. We kind of were. But I'm just saying, I don't.
No,
I don't
I think
know
he was
that,
talking about the white people.
Well, I know. I don't know, man.
I agree with you. Mike.
I think that it depends on
the situation,
the parent and the kid and the situation.
Yep. Right.
That kind of discipline doesn't work for every kid. But if the parent is paying close enough attention and they see that, okay, this is what works and this is what is steering them in the right direction, then I think it's fine. Because I mean, I grew up in a household where I saw regular domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also spanked as a kid. Now, if you want to go to some like Dr. Phil ass motherfucker, I should be out in the world beating the shit out of my girlfriends and wives and all that. But I've never done any of that. Why? Because I see that that is not the way things are supposed to go. But I also didn't immediately say, well, every single level of violence is immediately wrong. No, like if I went and I stole something and I got caught, my mom would have spanked the shit out of me.
I know that's right.
And then I learned as a child, okay,
don't do that again.
Whereas some parents will be like, well, let me sit you down, Billy. Why did you steal? Well, mama, I wanted this toy, but why didn't you just come to me and ask me for the money? Well, mama, I need you to say no. But you still took it, Billy? Well, yeah, because I wanted it. Okay, well, don't do that anymore, Billy. Sure, that might work for Billy, but that also might not work for John, Jack, and James.
Hello.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of the kid.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to get in here real quick. Like, I agree with pretty much everything you just said. Like I don't agree with probably more than half of the shit that my mom did as growing up with me, the disciplinary things, but and which is why I don't apply them now. But I still wouldn't say that I was raised wrong. I think she raised me like kind of like what Sophie's saying, under the circumstances and seeing other children my age and how they veered off and did other things and just made sure that I didn't. Even though I wasn't that particular type of kid, I think she just wanted to make sure. You know what I'm saying? Just in case I get influenced
you can
by
never
these
be
other kids. Like, no, just know you gonna get your ass beat if you do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I probably didn't need to get my ass whooped to know some things. And I actually used to say that.
Right, right.
I used to tell my mom
that. You
could
have just told me that.
Like, what?
You could have just told me that,
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, I'm like, mom.
You didn't have to hit me.
You didn't have to hit me. Like I hated whoopings. I'm like, look, you don't have to whoop me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. I'm not gonna do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she whooped me anyway. But you know, as I get older, I get why she did, because any little influence can make me veer off a different way.
Yeah.
And I don't think my children now are in those type of circumstances that I was.
That's what I was gonna say. I think a lot to Ken's point.
Yeah.
They may have not had it wrong for the state of the world that we were in then, but it doesn't necessarily apply anymore. I think. Well, I won't say anymore, but it may not necessarily apply in certain situations or with certain children. Mm-hmm. I think that...
Which goes to what Mike
said. Because I've had that same thought, especially being that my kids, the girls are older. And I know I was a tougher parent with Brianna, with the 15-year-old. And I was that pop first, discipline first, have conversations later. I now have a people-pleasing daughter. And I'm trying to work those things out because she's working. She's saying what makes people feel good so that she doesn't deal with the repercussions, because she dealt with repercussions for me. And then it's like, okay, well, now we'll have a conversation with it. So I'm working on trying to work out some of the things that I feel like my discipline did now in the older ones. So I'm trying to make her comfortable. It's okay for you to tell even me and your father how you feel about things. It doesn't matter if we're going to hurt, your feelings are going to be hurt. I want you to be able to explain yourself. Right. I want you to be able to act on how you feel. But I know because you sometimes when you discipline out of fear, you scare that out of the kid. So because I'm seeing some of the repercussions for those actions, I'm trying to take, and then I just can't do that with this boy. Like, I pop him and he pop himself.
He's like King Kong, man.
It's crazy. He does, yeah, he does that. And so it's like,
some kids do that. It's weird. Like when they can't express themselves, they'll just hit just to like get
right. Like, he'll show you like that shit don't hurt me.
And so yeah, I'm trying to teach him.
He's gonna beat your ass.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's fucking scary. Like I'm trying to teach him that, you know, when you hit, it hurts. So when he hits me, I hit him back. And when it gets to the point where it hurts him, like we'll pop, like he'll pop me, I'll pop him harder, because he doesn't understand that when you hit, it hurts. It's just a response.
Little kids don't understand that at all. Right. They have no idea of gravity or danger or running off. Really, it don't make no sense.
So you have to teach him. It's not that he thinks it's a game. He understands how that hurts. When it gets to the point where he can't take the pain no more, he like, it's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's like a masculine thing. So I
boys
know
have a different type
they
of
are. They are. Nah, so yeah. I'm learning that with him. I have to mentally fuck with him. I have to mentally teach him. He's not going to be that kid that I can pop and he's going to understand. And it's leaving me alone because I'm not used to that. I'm used to girls. All I got to do is look at you and you shook. He's not that kid. Mm-hmm. I look at him, he look at me back.
Like, ain't nobody got
exactly. So, but he's talkative already. So I have to talk to, it's his daddy and him. I have to have conversation. I'm going to have to logically break this down to you. Mm-hmm. So I just think that the certain, because of the climate, I have to do it quickly because I can't have him out here in the world thinking that he can just go to anybody and test him as a black boy.
I think just corporal punishment is one of the things that I'm evaluating, only from the perspective of how I've just seen it play out and how I've listened to their stories and I've seen other stories. Mm-hmm. And that's part of it that I question, you know, and I understand that is, you know, it's just something that kind of may have passed over, passed through time and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I wonder, you know, now will my sons, you know, should they go on to get married and have kids, you know, how would they discipline, you know, their kids now that they've been raised in a different type of way? Because I'm seeing them like, I didn't think that the shit was work. I thought it was like some white people shit, no lie.
No, dead ass.
I did too until just now. When
But bro,
I get the logic behind it. It just takes a different type of patience that if that's not what you were exposed to, you're going to have to rework and rewire and figure all that
yourself,
shit out.
Yourself, yeah.
So it's not even like the patience of execution, because if you had that deal, like growing up with it, it would be normal. But to figure out and rewire yourself to benefit somebody else, that's a different type of patience, and y'all got it.
And it's kind of like, and I'll hand it to you. It's kind of like what Rod was saying. Like, my dad was a military guy. I was raised very, very strict.
I know that
understand part. That punishment from my dad and my parent. Like, there were switches, and my grandparents, switches, belts,
absolutely,
whatever they could fucking find.
Extension cords.
Yeah, exactly.
Race car tracks.
Yeah. So that's how I was raised. And just like you pointed out, and how I used to point out to others, I turned out just fine. Look at me.
Right.
Yep. But, you know, raising my kids differently, and I have whooped Kendall before, and I'm like, damn, man. And just seeing the horror, like, the fear in his face from his father.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, man. Like, I just like, nah.
Wait, you never show that like when you was doing it, right?
No, you can't.
You can't. You gotta just be straight faced, right?
But I was like, dang, was all of that really kind of necessary?
Right.
You know, so.
Interesting.
And then just kind of, you know, taking a different tactic and, you know,
see
just
if it works.
Yeah, because my mother-in-law says kids are very resilient and I've applied that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, they can understand and process stuff a lot better than we think. Like,
but then we give them credit for it.
Yeah, we really do. And I've seen it like play out firsthand, you know, and just how a lot of these kids have adapted to, you know, COVID. Like, they don't even want to go back.
I know that's right.
The traditional way of thinking is that they need to be in the classrooms, but these teenagers stuff like, nah,
they
don't really need to be there.
I know that's right.
You know, Miles want to go back, but the kid's reading on a fucking third grade level. So why the fuck does he need to even go there if he's processing information and stuff, he's learning quickly at the house. So I don't know, but that social environment. So there's a lot that goes into it. And it's on such an individual level that one way don't necessarily, one style
doesn't work for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What are you going to say, Rob?
That's all. You just hit it right at the end. Like, like, as much as my style, I feel like, worked for my situation, I would never say, oh, that's the right style.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I would never suggest the way I raise my children on someone else, because you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, the style I chose works for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm very patient, man. You know what I'm saying?
And, I know that's right.
And it just works. She even applied it to some of hers, and it started working for her, you know. And I didn't tell her she should. I was like, yo, maybe you might want to approach it this way or whatever with Brie or whatever. You know what I mean? I was suggesting.
I ain't like that shit.
Yeah.
I ain't like that shit at all. You're like, well, maybe you should. Don't tell me what the fuck to do with my kid.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I wanted to date someone with kids, because I don't even want to deal with none of that shit.
Well, just in conclusion, you know, don't get it twisted. It's not like my son is just running around out cussing.
Yeah, you can't cuss at me.
Yeah, he ain't running around cussing.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did he get in trouble for the cussing TikToks?
I don't get on him about that. Yeah, I'm just different because once I understand that he's finding himself, you know, so, you know, his mom would get on him quicker than I will. But and that's what I told him.
I was going to say it was the one video. It wasn't that one where he was just like the one that you said. It was the one. It had Miles in it. He said, I'm going to pass it to my niggas.
They're a trip, man. I don't talk about them a lot. But
were they rapping or something?
Yeah, probably so. But it's a lot of stories. But yeah, we were just riding home one day. I was like, why do you cuss so much? And we were just talking. I was like, look, just keep it down. You know, don't cuss. You're like, your mom don't like it. Mm-hmm. You know, just be mindful of that and be respectful. So I gave him the whole, you know, spiel.
Come on,
and he has. Like, he does that. He'll edit it out. Good. Like, I know what he's saying, because he'll get the F and like, and then he'll continue. So he does that sort of thing. So, you know,
oh, man.
Ain't no way.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for topics this week. We'll be back with Common Commentary and a Pass the Mic segment after this quick break.
What a show.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
All right. We're back. So let's get into a few comments. Confessions over Jen. Surprise Ken specially. Didn't have a stronger reaction to the SNL skit. When you consider SNL's audience, NBC's history, the context of black people and minorities in general, reasons why they distrust most authority figures in this country, Tuskegee, blah, blah, blah. I just saw this as offensive, low-hanging fruit humor. I've said multiple times on the show that I just view comedy somewhat differently. Our EMU 9890. Ken need to mention his sources. Being anti-vax and anti-mask is a huge white stereotype and still most definitely is.
What are they talking about?
Just me saying that I've saw a lot of, I saw publications talking about like black people being, yeah. Right. Yeah, so, but I do know that that is a huge white stereotype and I understand that. But I was also saying that they were pushing a lot of that on black people as well. But I can pull all the sources and reply to you and give it to you if you
do it then,
get it out of five premise.
So,
Shit.
Yep. So Cutter 300ZZ, that Brother Ali part on the Pass Mic segment was so hilarious, man. You all should take more questions. Mm-mm. I also look forward to that segment. Black Roz 1, I'm not going to read all of, well, let's see. Uh-oh. Anyway. I agree with Mike Ken that Democrats are doing the same excuse making that you saw with Republicans when Trump did wrong. It is tribalism, my team versus your team. But my pushback, respectfully, would be, is ITMSO falling somewhat in the same trap? When Trump was in office, there were plenty of political segments on these type of topics. But in my opinion, that has fell off a lot on this show, and I get it. Maybe because we're out of an election year, that is not a priority. But at the same time, if Cuomo was on the opposite team, for example, would this have been brought up on the show before now? In my opinion, I think so. Could be wrong. So I think it's easy for anybody to fall into that trap, including myself.
I think we're just tired. I think we got to the point where we were just tired.
I'm exhausted.
We talked. It's like we talked about Trump or some political thing every fucking week.
Yeah,
and it's just tiring. Honestly, it ain't even something that we just think about. It's just like, you know, just dude,
I knew
I'm
it
not
some,
bringing that topic up.
You said almost word for word when I responded.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Wow.
Yep.
I knew at some point somebody was gonna mention that because it did fall off heavy. And I get it, but yeah, I think you guys are right. Like, it's just like, okay, man, we done been through this. Like,
we fed up.
How much more would our opinion change? You know, and I did bring up Cuomo last week. You know, it just hasn't came up, but when the opportunity presented itself, I brought it up. But,
I know that's right.
You know, a lot was still, you know, going on and developing, but I just think the opportunity presented itself, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. I just don't want to talk about this shit no more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Chiefs Doomsday, from the opening aside about Jesus letting non-believers know they got another thing coming, dude. to whether or not Michael Jackson can say the N-word. This is hands down one of the funniest episodes I've ever heard from y'all. Glad to be a patron so I can see the silliness too.
What up, Chief?
Yeah. You really get perks when you're a patron.
Come on, perks?
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to get my perks. My husband keeps telling me I got to pay the at least a dollar. They're like, I want to see the video. You're like, you got to be a patron.
Just so y'all know, I really, that's a true story. It I did is. Not let her watch.
And I'm like, nigga,
patron.
This is my whole household patron.
Damn, that's crazy.
Side note, shout out to Chief, though. He has a podcast called Weird Rap where they talk about experimental hip hop and shit. So he's always in the comments leaving stuff. So I figured
throw him a little something. Nice shout out.
He's a good dude, man.
I have to check it out. Yeah, he's cool.
That's kind.
Yep. All right. So let's jump into the questions.
Yes.
You can send those to isthemysalon@gmail.com. And this one is coming from There's No Name.
No name.
But so wish. Since you are here, give us a name.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It looks like it's a guy.
Damn it. Okay. Rolando.
All right.
Why do y'all do this?
Rolando.
What? Do what?
Why don't y'all just say anonymous? I always wonder why y'all do fake
because
names.
Because it's fun.
It's fun to just have a name. Better.
You say, well, it's fun.
It's just fun to have a name.
Oh, it's a thing. People, and they enjoy it.
Stop ruining our fun before somebody body
slamming
you.
I just had a question.
Yeah, Rolando.
That's why they body slamming you on record.
Do y'all think?
It's Rolando, motherfucker.
Rolando and this bitch.
All right. Hello, big fan of all your material, and I hope that you're all doing well.
That's nice.
I was listening back to an old episode of ITMSO, and I heard Mike say, I would vote for Biden in 2 seconds.
Mm.
During the episode, Mike spoke pretty highly of Biden, though that could have just been in comparison to the other candidates mentioned. However, on more recent episodes, I know that Mike has been a bit more critical of Biden and his actions during the Obama administration.
Remember, he was nice when he first started, Mike. He was like, oh, that's nice. He's still nice.
Nah, now he's corny.
Let me finish.
I don't think you need to.
I think it's totally cool to have opinion changes of individuals over the years. I was curious on if Mike had an opinion change of Biden from a positive to a more neutral or negative opinion. And if so, what caused it? For everyone in general, what are some actions or characteristics that make you change your opinion of someone? And are there any significant examples of people whom you had a large change of opinion towards?
You really wanted to do
and
this.
Then he closed it out like that. He started some shit. And
yeah,
like,
yeah. Remember what I said about the whole arguing thing? That's why he did this shit. Because we couldn't just have a friendly podcast.
He covered that and the politics.
Right.
And 2-1. This
motherfucker right here, dog.
See, this is some bullshit.
I swear, man.
I have never been overly positive about no motherfucking Biden.
That's
and
funny.
Even his comment, if you see what he said, he knew he was full of shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, well, I mean, maybe it was in comparison to the...
I remember the conversation he's talking about, though. And it was a hypothetical situation when we were throwing out Biden possibly bidding. Because I remember we were at the table. It was like, I think, a Thanksgiving conversation because I was actually on it. So it wasn't so much that you might have said I'd vote for Biden in a heartbeat, but again,
in comparison,
it's because of what we were comparing it to, and it was a hypothetical.
See, why do y'all do this?
Because
why do y'all
know? They're
going to
get the truth.
But actually, the question is less about that in particular, and more just about if there was a possible change in opinion. And what could change that opinion?
I'm you now.
And
no,
so
we're not going to be like,
nah, fuck that.
No.
He addressed me.
You're not going to use me.
Nay's right,
to make
though.
No, fuck that shit.
He knows Nay's right, but he did address him, though.
Exactly. Thank you, Rod. He was trying to be slick by throwing some side shots, even though deep down he knew that was some bullshit. Don't fucking try to take me out of context.
Rolando.
Rolando.
That's why he ain't getting no damn name.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably Ken.
Rolando.
But no, man, don't try to play me like this. I was never overly positive about no fucking Biden. I may have said, yes, I would vote for Biden in a heartbeat.
A lot of people said
over
that they
Trump.
Would.
Trump. So stop playing, bro.
Yeah.
Stop playing. Don't do that shit.
I was surprised because, no, you have never, never been a Biden
fan. Fuck out of here, man.
At all.
Like,
so I'm
like, come on now.
Is he paying attention?
I mean, but we would vote for Biden in a heartbeat to get that nigga out of office. Of course we would.
And that's all it was.
So who else have you changed your opinion about, Mike, besides Biden?
Rolando. Rolando. Because I like Rolando at first. But then, I don't fuck with that motherfucker no more.
That's good. Shit. That's really good.
And
that
so
is
to
really
answer
good.
Rolando's question, it's a change in behavior that you see that causes you to change your mm-hmm. opinion. Or if you learn mm. information about a person that you did not have prior to and making your positive opinion of mm-hmm. them. This happens all of the time,
it happened
Rolando.
Today.
It happened today with you. You are an example. You came in the gate one way and you have a change of behavior. And now yep. we have a different. We see the manipulation. Yep. We see what he's doing there.
Yo, ass was cool for a hot minute and then you fell on the shit. Stairs four times. With that bullshit ass question.
This is great.
So nah, bro.
But you can change your behavior again, and then the opinion can change again. Or yeah. you can give more clarity or
not
more understanding. Mike holds grudges, and that's okay.
Biden will always be a piece of shit.
Well, what about anybody else? Like, because I think his question
in general
was just in general.
Absolutely.
So, and I think you're right. There's a saying, with new information comes, you know, new opinions. So, and I agree with that.
What was his actual question?
Like, have you ever...
I got
ever,
stuck on the bullshit.
Like, what... Have
started
you ever
with
changed
some bullshit.
Your...
That's what I was thinking, too.
Have you ever changed your opinion of someone and what caused it? And absolutely. I've had really, really close friendships where I was with... Like, I thought somebody was dope. Something came out. Yeah. Behaviors changed or behaviors towards me I felt were wrong. And I'm like, I don't fuck with you anymore.
Yep.
And then at some point in time, they either are become accountable for what they did, say apologize, or we have a conversation, or I see change in behavior and I then fuck with them again. So I think, yeah, like you said, new information, new opinions. If you exhibit certain behaviors that I don't get with, then I don't get with you.
Is there anything ever about yourself? Like you, like accountability, like where you may have been in life?
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
stupid, Mike. I'm always good.
I'm always good, baby.
I mean, yeah, there may be certain circumstances where behaviors on both of our parts, or I was not able to accept your behavior because of where I was in a particular point in my life. Like, I just didn't have the capacity to deal with whatever you had going on. Mm-hmm. Even though it may not have been negative, it may not have been bad, I just don't have the energy or the time or whatever right now mm-hmm. to be able to deal with what you got going on. You mm-hmm. just might be a person who has, like, you always have those people who always have drama or always find themselves in situations. They're not necessarily doing anything to you, but I just got too much going on personally to be mm-hmm. able to deal with you. Mm-hmm. You didn't do anything to me. I just can't deal with what your life is. And so therefore I separate you from my life, but then maybe you get yourself together, or maybe I get myself together and now I can lend you some help and we can get back together. So yeah, that can happen too.
We gotta be real close to me to do all that though.
Mm. Very true.
If we're just casual friends and you got all this drama, I don't have the time.
Yeah.
I know it sounds mean, but I just don't. You got to have better friends than
me. It's not mean. It's fucking realistic. It's mm-hmm. the same type of patience thing that we talk mm-hmm. about. Ain't nobody got time for that.
It does, Eric.
Oh, mm-hmm.
yeah. Oh, I thought that was Nick.
Like, everybody like, who the fuck?
Yeah, I heard him come in, but I thought he may have went back out.
But no, I mean, I'm
recording live on the set.
Hey, guys. Guys. Guys,
we're gonna get us a white man. So, and
you know,
keep y'all under
that's
control.
What we need.
Yeah,
you throw the white man standing, they would have done that
they
shit.
They would have said
they had some respect. You know what I'm saying? Because the white guy would have been like, hey. they'd have been quiet as fuck.
Yeah. Wow. Oh shit!
Look, Eric would have went and sat in the car. Until we called him. Hey, Patrick said to be quiet.
No,
I cut people off, man. It ain't a problem for me to cut a motherfucker off.
No dead ass.
What about like public figures?
Oh, is that what he's talking about? Strictly public
figures? Well, we just talking in general.
Yeah, I know
we're talking
in general, but I think
table.
We've said the public cut figures. Off part before.
I'm totally fine with cutting off public figures. They don't mean anything to me.
Or you didn't fuck with them and now all of a sudden you do.
So it's like my like Killer Mike, like how you had a certain level respect for Killer Mike. And mm-hmm. then let's see if he continues to just kind of
disappoint me.
Yeah, like at that point. What?
Here's the thing. unlike some people when it comes to political figures that, or people that are public figures that mm-hmm. become political or get looked at as political later, mm-hmm. I'm not willing to completely cut somebody off because their method of getting to the same place that I want to get to might be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Now, if Killer Mike was completely on some, like, if he just flipped and was on some Candace shit, mm-hmm. I'm done. Right. I'm done. But I don't think he could ever do that. Mm-hmm. Now, he does say and do things that I'm not behind. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't done anything where I've been like, wow, that is so unbelievably fucked up. There's no mm-hmm. coming back from that. Mm-hmm. And even he, the one time I think he made a huge mistake, mm-hmm. he had to own it. Mm. But he does do some things sometimes where I'm like, come on, bro.
I want to support you, but dude, like,
I want to support you and I really want to keep propping you up, but you're saying certain things that I can't really back up. Mm-hmm. But I have to stop myself and think, okay, well, is he still trying to get us to the same spot? Mm-hmm. If the answer is yes, then I have to just ease back a little bit. Mm. But he could definitely do some shit that would be like, all right, bro, I can't even really rock these Run the Jewels type yeah. shits no more because you're not really trying to run the Jewels. You're trying to join with the, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I mean, I haven't really had too many political figures. Well, there have been some that like rappers mm-hmm. that have come out as sexual abusers mm-hmm. where I've had to be like, okay, well, I guess I can't wear this shirt anymore. You know, and I guess I should take this interview down that I had. I guess, you know, maybe I should not ever mention you again ever.
Yeah. The difference with celebrities to me is that, yes, I can no longer support you because I don't necessarily agree with something, or you might have exhibited some behavior that makes me feel like, oh, I don't really fuck with you. But for me, as a celebrity or somebody that I don't personally know, I don't really think you coming back from that. Mm. Because I'm not invested enough, or I don't know enough about you personally. I don't have a personal relationship. So if you show yourself to be a predator or some sort of, you yeah. know, harasser of women, no matter how many good deeds you do, no matter how much you go on TV talking about, you know, I mm-hmm. support women, it's going to be really difficult for me to be like, oh, you're really cool, because I don't know you.
Yeah.
You got anybody, Rod? Positive or negative?
Yeah, plenty of people. I mean, I'm a lot more forgiving. So that's why
really?
That's why I get fucked up. Never nice, stupid. I thought you were serious.
He did come. I was. You saw me look at him like, wait a minute.
Do you not know this nigga?
I knew he was joking.
Yeah, he got me for a minute. Yeah, but yeah, like if anybody listens to this podcast, you can tell I'm a lot more forgiving than most or whatever. So that's how I get fucked up sometimes. You
right about
saying?
That.
And. Yeah, you know, that's something I've been working with mm-hmm. over the years, you know, like the Bill Cosby shit, you know what I'm saying? It took me a minute to wrap my head around, like, mm-hmm. fuck, yeah. I can't like Bill Cosby. What are y'all saying? Like,
yes,
what?
You can still like me, Rob.
What the fuck?
Like, turn your back on
you know, me. Shit like that. So I had, like, Kanye, like, I don't, you know, I got to a point where I didn't really support him because of all the shit he kept saying, but then, you know.
Yeezys came out.
He was talking about this shit. Don't say the it's not just the Yeezys.
Changed his whole opinion.
It wasn't just the shoes.
See, but he didn't direct the motherfucking question at Rod, did he? It's directed at me.
No, it wasn't just the shoes. It was just, and I don't know what it is with Kanye. I was there, but yeah, I you know, it is what it is. Yeah, but we have a whole conversation that's supposed to come out about that.
Yeah.
But, it'll come coming soon, someday.
Right after detox.
All right. Yeah, just people like that. The only thing I could think of just close to me is maybe my best friend. Like we kind of like, not kind of like Mike, but yeah, he was like a really close friend. Well, he's my best friend now. And we had it out over something and we wasn't friends for like almost 2 summers until my mom stepped in. It was like, yo,
not the mom.
Yeah, my mom
stepped in. You gotta
Mm-hmm. So I was forced to at that point. Like mm-hmm. we both were forced to at that point. She's mm-hmm. like, yo, y'all, this is stupid. So that's something else. That's another variable that can happen. Some like a mutual friend or somebody can come in like, point. Yo, you guys, look, don't just be like this. Yeah. Y'all are friends. Like, so just be cool or whatever. So that's another variable that I can add to this whole conversation that can happen to make you like somebody or whatever.
I've had that too. Had to go back. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. It's more often I cut motherfuckers off, but I've had a couple where we come back around. Yeah, you're not that bad.
It's rare. I realize it's rare with B though. Like, I hold a grudge like a motherfucker. I have me to too. Acknowledge that.
Oh yeah.
You gotta apologize for real for me. Mm-hmm. Be like, all
right,
cool.
Right. Yeah, because right. I can't. What is there to talk about if we're not addressing the elephant in the room?
Because it might have just been a misunderstanding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or sometimes it's so much time passed that it can become anymore. Water under the bridge. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but. Yep. I had to acknowledge that it takes a lot because I'm the type of person where once I'm done, who?
Right.
I don't know that person.
Yep. Once I hit that unfollow button, it's a wrap. Hmm.
Well, what about you, Sophie? You still fucking with Kamala?
Who?
Who?
Kamala.
Oh, Kamala.
Sure.
Oh, Kamala. Yeah, because you used to be really cool. Or you used to really, really like her back in the day, and then you changed. What happened?
But yeah, any public figures or anything like that you were cool on, now you're not, you were not, now you are.
Like on some flip-flop shit?
One way or the other, either way.
Flip-flop sandals, whatever you want. Yeah.
I feel like there are, I just can't think of any. Mm.
Okay. Kodak Black.
Yeah, I can't really think of any. Like, I know that, like, people tried to say, you know, Doja was a thing, but from what I've gathered, it was kind of a ploy because she lied to people about showing her tits after getting a number one single and they blackmailed her. So that was never really a thing. Yeah, the whole showing feet in the chat room thing, it was debunked.
Damn.
It never actually
were
was
you
a real
actually
thing.
Not liking her or liking her at some point?
Well, I was never. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I never really like
stand like that.
Well, no, I kind of stand always. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't like a, oh my gosh, type of thing. It was just like, really? And then I looked more into it and it was debunked. But by that time, her name was already kind of like smeared.
How you gonna get mad at a woman because she's like, she won't go show your tits no more?
Yeah, she was just, yeah, she was like, she said, you know? I'm gonna show you my tits if you guys get my song to number one. The song went number one, and she was like, anyways, and then people were just like, no, we need to see them, like that whole thing. And then this guy,
just post somebody else's titties then.
No, yeah, how about fuck y'all? Well, that's only too. Doing that because you thought I was you was gonna see some titties, like,
right? Yeah.
Niggas, y'all niggas so dumb. Shit.
They don't care about the
especially
song
if the song
being
is whack. If I got your whack ass song to number one, you gonna show me some areolas.
It was a good. I shouldn't be so thirsty.
You gonna show me some areolas?
Yeah,
both of them.
Showing
yeah.
them Dojas.
Both them Doja cats. I want to see Doja and Cat.
Shut up.
Double A, get that one, Mike. That's a good one.
It's not a good one. It's not. Christ Jesus.
This is what Sophie has to
do. But yeah.
Look, I'm playing, guys. Don't. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Rolando.
So I'm trying to think. Like, yeah, I mean, if I think about somebody, I'll let you know, maybe in like another episode, but I can't. Maybe there's someone who listens to this show and like follows me who can suggest someone, but I don't.
Will.
What about Bofa?
Huh? Shut up. Shut up.
So, okay, yeah. I think I got three.
Fuck. You got three people?
Yeah, I got three.
Now.
You gotta give Mike a second.
I'm just mad. Oh my God, it was Aaron.
No, I did. I was like, don't. I was like, this shit ain't.
Y'all are so childish.
Because the setup was right there.
Yeah, it's always.
It didn't work.
Right
it
almost,
did.
It almost worked. So. Oh, I'll grow up with this. Is why I can't have kids.
You can still do that, though.
Yeah,
fucking it's your child. Kid. You can raise them how you want, man.
That's true.
Y'all can ball walk around the house. Talking about D making those jokes. It's yours. Nobody can tell you what to do with
him. You're right. You're right. Because my kid would definitely be talking about both of them, boy.
But is both for a black thing, though?
I don't know.
I don't think that's probably why I didn't hit.
I don't. I still don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know both of them. Ask Ron who both is.
Don't ask me.
She has to ask you. I'm not fucking answering that question. Are you crazy?
I've never used that setup.
What is the setup?
Think about it. Bofa.
Like, think about it as two words.
The moment has been. Ken, what are your three? What are your three, Ken?
Both of. What will come after that?
What?
Both of. What will come after that?
Him? I don't know.
At this point.
Yeah.
I'm saying if I asked you, yo, do you know both of? You say
what?
Both of?
You say both of who?
Both of these nuts.
Come on, y'all.
Oh.
Y'all are so lame.
But Doja, okay.
It's fine.
Don't put no logic right. into it. So
you're right.
There's no logic here. Yeah.
What three, Kenneth? I can't.
Yeah.
All right, so the first is Deshaun Watson.
Who that is?
Quarterback for the Houston Texans who has 22 sexual assault allegations on him. I'm like a big fan of him. He was clean cut, did everything the right way, and this isn't looking good. I was in disbelief,
really?
You know, in the beginning, and now more and more coming out and facts and stuff like that. I was waiting to see. It's not good, man. So he's one that, you know, I had to let him go. The other one is, I wasn't a big fan of him, but I just found out more information about him. Like, damn, Andrew Cuomo. And and it's not because of the sexual assault stuff, right? I was listening to, and I'm going to cite my sources this time. The Daily, March 19th, 2021 episode. And they were basically saying like all of the other shit that I didn't know about, like how he like basically threatens people and shit like that. They went into details about all this stuff that I didn't know, because he had this big come rise up during the pandemic or whatever, whatever. So I was like, dang, like you are like a real like dick for real. So I was like, damn. So he's another one. And the last one that I went from almost like negative
Deshaun
to positive,
Jackson.
Huh?
Deshaun Jackson.
No, Tom Brady. I can't stand Tom Brady.
I thought it's always been that case.
He went from negative almost. No, from negative
yeah.
Positive.
So I can't stand Tom Brady. But then he started getting on social media, and he started doing all this stuff and saying stuff here and. Doing stuff there and really fucking with black people because I had this idea of him in my head and shit like that. And I was like, damn, he's making me like him. So, you know, I just stopped paying attention to that stuff and unfollowed him because I just need to keep that energy, you know, about him. So, because I was like, damn, man, he actually, because I, you know, we don't know these people, right? Mm-hmm. But he was actually showing him, mm-hmm. like, you get a chance to, like, see, like, who he is as a person. And I was like, damn, man. And you hear these stories like, dang, he might not be that bad. But I was like, unfollow. Like, I need to keep that energy. No.
That's
hilarious. So those are my three. What you got, Sophie?
Oh, I was gonna say JT.
Who?
Really?
Justin Timberlake?
No, baby.
Oh, that's what I thought, too.
Who's JT? Oh, my God. Y'all are so old.
You're literally so decrepit. I can't.
Who's JT? What other JT is this?
Said Jay-Z.
Oh, JT.
When you hear
you
JT.
You old too, because you can't hear.
Hey, I'm not denying that.
When you hear JT, who you think about?
Justin Timberlake, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know she said JT.
I mean, that's just JT Money, but you don't know who JT Money is.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to tell y'all. So anyways, Carisha and them, the City Girls, JT.
Who the fuck is Carisha?
Young Miami and JT from the City Girls. Are y'all serious right now?
Okay, wait. Are y'all serious? Any of us would know anybody from the City Girls' real names.
Right.
No.
Is it Sharkeesha in City Girls too?
No.
Sharkeesha, no.
Nah,
she's not.
Know.
Sharkeesha, no.
She isn't. Sharkeesha, no.
Oh, she's a free agent?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
That is a classic video right there.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, I don't.
What a Condoleezza.
I don't think Soulja Girl in there either.
I just feel like she's a bird.
She.
Why? You know.
Look, y'all being disrespectful. Okay, when women
I'm
talk.
I'm sorry. You're
see?
Right. I'm sorry, Sophie. I apologize. I sincerely apologize. That was rude. It was Ken's fault, but I apologize. Look.
I just feel like she's a bird. And a plane. And everything else
why?
That is suspended in the air. I don't know. She seems like, you know how like some people, they make it. And they get famous And then fame is just distributed to the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't handle fame well. She's like always on Instagram Live, but then simultaneously telling people to get out of her business. She's dating Uzi. Apparently it's like breaking up the city girls or some mm-hmm. shit. You know, I just feel like I'm really good off of her. She just seems like a bird. Like she basically she went on Instagram Live and I guess promised a cancer patient that she would FaceTime her. And the cancer patient messaged her on Twitter and was like, "Hey, you still going to FaceTime me?" And she ended up blocking her and was like, "I don't give a fuck what a hoe got to say," or some shit. And then
she did this?
Yeah. She just seems like a fucking bitch. Like, she just seems like a bitch. Damn. I don't know. I don't like her. I think she's absolute trash. I think that she, you know.
Does she really have the space to be? Because she's been gone for so long and Miami held
like,
it
go
down
back to jail,
so
please. Oh, like, leave us alone. Please get locked up again. We don't care. Like, it's just, it's too much.
I really thought she was just locked in a bad relationship. That's all I really
thought. No, it's not just that. She said that dark-skinned women are roaches and all this other shit.
But she dark-skinned.
Right, which I guess people try to give a pass to that because they feel like it's self-hate or something. I just feel like JT gets a lot of, like, she does a whole bunch of dumb shit and then she shows her titty and people forgive her.
She showed her titty?
See?
What? I'm trying to get into the story. I can't be involved.
Yes, trying to get more information. Like, she just seems like a bird to me. Like, she just has terrible takes on things. And then on top of that, her co-part or her counter, whatever the fuck, the other half of the group ain't that much better. She said she would beat the gay out of her son if he was ever gay. And, you know,
they just
but you know what? Chicks. I have a problem with people chalking shit up to just being hood because.
Go ahead.
I have a problem with that because it's like, damn, is everybody in the hood stupid? Mm. I remember I had a conversation about whether being called, referred to as bitch is like a hood thing. And I tweeted it and a lot of people were like, hell yeah. And some people were like, shit, not in my hood. Because a lot of people would be like, hey, that's my old lady or that's my whatever. Like there's certain things in the hood that are based on, I guess, where you're from or whatever, or what's accepted. And I just feel like that whole, oh, their hood shit is a cop out because white people probably look at black people and be like, they hood by default. Nigga, do you know my zip code? Like that, I don't know. I just feel like that shit is a cop out. But anyways, I feel like she's a bird. I feel like her counterpart is part bird as well.
Wait, which one's a bird again? The one that showed her titty?
Yes. They're both birds.
Where can I find? I'm trying to see what?
You are dumb.
You said she a bird. I'm trying to see the chicken breast.
No, but literally, like, I just feel like she's a dummy bitch, and
damn,
she's
a dummy bitch. I ain't never heard that.
Me either. That's new.
Yeah,
God damn.
She's just dumb. I don't like her. I feel like she's just low. Like, she's a loser. They can't even rap that well. Like, it just be, you know, I don't know. I just feel like they're gassed.
JT
can rap.
They can kind of, you know, do a little sum, you know.
We get it.
You saw the titty.
That's
the titty looked
at
me.
She got
but
a job.
Does she really
done.
Have
that's her?
Oh, she did show it.
God, titty bigger than FIFA.
Shut up!
All right.
Just end
we'll
it.
We'll holler at y'all. That's going to do it for us this week. Stupid. We'll catch y'all next time. We out. Peace.
I'm literally done.
Oh, my God.